104.4 FM. Bigot Radio. You're listening to Bigot Radio with your host, Jeremy McKenzie.
Burn it all down. Blow it all up.
Radio.
Right with your fucking cheese in your mouth and everything. Eating cheese right in front of me now.
Bigot Radio.
instead? Diagolon, I don't... I wish I'd have called it something cooler. Like Sobibor. Be right with you. How was your weekend? I swear, the movie's coming. We're working on it. Minute tech problem, but just wouldn't be the same without it. If everything started to work on time, I'd be worried that maybe we did have government funding. Nah, it wouldn't be any better.
104.4 FM Bigot Radio.
There we go. Muted the whole time. Off to a good start. Monday, it's all over on Monday. I didn't even want to do this stream. I hate this crap. I hate this. It's like being forced to watch, I don't know. There's nothing to compare it to. The Canadian reality show of a bunch of overground alcoholic piss tank children insisting that they're serious people. Thank God it's only a few weeks, and it's over on Monday. I couldn't do this for 6 months or a year like the Americans do. Everything's party-sized in America. The drugs, the ice cream, the big fat bellies, the prolonged election sycophantry. Is that a word? Who fucking cares? Nobody's ever cared. Where is my money? Where's all of our money? Over the fence forever. There's alligators on the other side and scorpions, venomous snakes imported to make the migrants feel more at home. A minute, guys. Thank you very much, as always, for the support. If you want to help us out, you can do so at ko-fi.com, ko-fi.com/JMac or Diagolon. Help offset Philip's cocaine habit. It's crippling. It's manageable, but we're all having to make cuts. It's the one thing we can't do without. He runs out of medicine. It's all over for everybody. It's so bad we have a fake radio station to grift with. It's not licensed. It's running out of the back of a lighter truck van right now, driving around the Eaton Center in Toronto is where this is being broadcast live from right now. I'm in the back of a truck. I'm chained to the chair. I can't go anywhere. I'm a slave. Oh, well.
Be there. 104.4 FM. Bigot Radio. Radio.
Are you in that kind of mood, Phil? Just not even, just like that, is it? It's always a battle of technology and stuff and things and software and Windows updates and gremlins and goblins and ants and people and ghosts and phantoms and phantasms and witches and witchcraft! Goblins. It's a lot of resources they got. Guys, it's just in a mood. How are you guys doing? Welcome back. I hope you had a great weekend. I missed you on Friday. And by that I mean... I don't care. I didn't care. I've never cared. Do you care? Has anyone ever cared? I'm glad that the boomer in Canada could be like, now we've got a face. Says it all, doesn't it? I mean, that's... what else do... What's confusing? Very good. Phil, can you... No, you're not. All right. I'll do it. Don't worry about it. How you guys doing? How are you making out? Nice Easter weekend out of the way. Again, one of those... strange commercialized holidays that don't really make any sense to anyone. Kids don't question anything because they're kids. They just trust their parents and society. And why would anyone lie to them, especially the people that love them? So the things that don't make any sense just are accepted as, you know, like being, you know, 12 or 10. So you're telling me there's a mutant freak giant bunny that walks around on like human legs and is in our house planting? Why? Is this something to do with Jesus? What is happening? Oh, and a lot of these holidays have just, it's marketing. You know, they would cross over. The Christian church wanted to kind of absorb a lot of the pagan societies back in the day. So they just copied and, you know, put their religion holidays on top of ones that already existed. Combined otherwise. That's why do we have a Christmas tree? That Jesus was big on the Christmas tree, right? You know, none of it makes any sense, really. Don't think about it too much. Just sit around. Just enjoy it. Just be that guy. Oh, I had a good one. How was your guys's? Nice time with the kids and Morgan and everybody. I had a great weekend actually. And I don't know. Friday came around and I was like, I'm taking a day off. I don't care. You know, I don't even know if that's the right word. It's not that I don't care. It's just, if you got nothing to say, you know, I like to sit here and just do it for the sake of it. Especially if I feel like I'm just going to just be trying to pull something out of thin air. You know, obviously I don't get paid if I don't do it, but I don't know. I feel like you guys are, you know, have higher standards than that. I don't want to just sit here and hang out for the sake of it for hours and blah, blah, blah. I've been talking a lot, you know, the last time. How many hours have I done this now? Best our enemies can do. I got a couple of clips. I've been sitting here talking for hundreds of hours a month for years, and you have a couple of clips. It's good. It's good for you. Jan, what is it? An anagram, or what did he say? The name is backwards. I don't know. I'm just going to call him Jan from now on. But I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. You guys have been so very supportive last little while. I appreciate it. It's been helpful. We've got a lot of things on the go here. I didn't put anything on my board, so I'm just going to wing it. I don't know. The election stuff is obviously going on. That's fucking horrible. even just to like get in the headspace to explain it is, I go out of my way to avoid it because it's like trying to explain to someone in the throes of a methamphetamine addiction, like that they should, you know, stop doing drugs and get a job and do it. Like they don't want to, you know, you can't reason with unreasonable people who are just out of their minds. And after, you could say decades, and you would be right, but certainly the last 5 years, the amount of gaslighting and shit that has gone on at a slow and even kind of a medium cook, medium burn, you know, medium boil, it's driven a lot of people legitimately insane. They hold simultaneously competing ideas, sometimes multi-vectored competing ideas. Believe numerous contradictory things at the same time without even thinking about it. They don't need to because they run exclusively on emotions. Probably after being traumatized year after year after year after year, plugged into the existential crisis box, the TV, the phone, whatever it is, and just having their emotions manipulated and preyed upon. And now we've got very, very heavily entrenched, invested boomer class who are just willing to just burn down the country and destroy their own people, their own children, for the sake of I don't even know, winning at something that they don't even really understand. Paid from a pool, you know. Anyway, Jan, thank you very much, man. He says when his brother, must be talking about Justin Trudeau, he sure is, when his brother Michael, is it Michael or Michel, I don't know, they're French, died in an avalanche, Trudeau and his mother gave a televised interview where they showed no remorse. In fact, they had trouble holding back glee. Actors who suck, shitty goblins. The bad guys will give up their family to succeed in mad Circulonian perversion. With love from Alberta. Thank you, sir. Thanks, Jan. That's you're not wrong. There's a very strange interview. If you're not aware of that, I would say Justin was maybe 18 at the time or 20. He was young. I don't remember. I don't have it in front of me, but it was quite a while ago. At least, you know, maybe 25, 30 years, 35 years ago. I don't remember the exact time, but yeah, they went on a family ski trip or something. And one of the brothers just died. They didn't even go look for his body. An avalanche swept him out to the sea or something, or into a lake. And they're like, ah, well. And they did give some interviews and they didn't seem to be too bothered by it. Not in the way that you would expect, I guess. I don't know what's a normal way to react in that situation, but there's nothing normal about those people. So what do you do? And I don't mean this about Jan's comment, but I always get this. I always get things sent to me, and everybody, anybody who's, you know, has a platform of any kind, there's always people trying to get you to share things and look at this and look at that and say that. And if you're on kind of an educational path where this is all very new to you or you're still kind of exploring and understanding a lot of it, then it can be valuable. It can be interesting, but you know, I started at this at like 2012. By 2019, I'm not going to learn anything I don't already know that's not applicable or relevant to my personal situation. They're bad. Yeah, I know. The government's bad. They're all lying. I don't need, and most people don't need, more evidence of that. Oh, look, they stole something else. Oh, look, they lied about this. Oh, look. Yeah, and What? Like, there's already been enough up till the year 2021, 22 for me to be write them off forever. It doesn't matter. I've seen enough. Like, how many witnesses do you need to testify that someone is a murderer before you want to do anything about it? You just want to keep going through witnesses and witnesses and witnesses and witnesses and years and years go by, decades go by. And then we're always just kind of stuck in this endless cycle of complaining, as if enough people just hear enough of the things or see enough of the things, they'll understand and they'll be like us and they'll, you know, come around to it. I don't know why some people just can't see it, but they just can't. But people are more or less on whatever team they're on. They're not, especially now. And it's been very obvious with this election. Like, I don't care for it. I'm not engaging with anybody. I'm not on Twitter spaces. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm not making videos. I don't give a shit because it doesn't matter. It makes absolutely no difference who wins, you know. Here's who's going to win. I'll tell you right now who's going to win the election. The government, the Canadian government is going to win the election. I wish I could disable that sound, guys. I'm sorry. I don't know how. Can't be done. A few people sent me clips or, you know, here, do this. Nothing works. The government will win and the people will lose. That's generally how it goes. Intrusive Thoughts is quick. I have reclaimed these shekels and this silver. Take it before Jews or boomers catch the scent. Yeah, those boomers. We'll get into that. Swiss Dangle says, evening, I hope spiders have been near you. Okay. Why? Specific ones, or did you send some? There are spiders. It is the spring, you know. None have crawled into my mouth while I'm sleeping, but that I'm aware of. But we'll see. He says, a not enjoyable amount of spiders. Oh, okay. So you're hoping for bad things to happen to me. Well, I don't like that. He says, I hope you had a creepy, crawly, mayo dripping hefty. There was no mayonnaise or spiders on Easter. Thank you. Many happy. No drippings. I don't like that word either. This is going to be one of these nights. Jen Steen says, my circ wife, parents proudly announced they voted for the Liberals. It's very passive aggressive and vindictive. It's not that I'm at a loss for words. It's just, there's so many, it's hard to condense it into a few sentences or a few paragraphs or something. It would take a lot of thought and time and to really try to nail it down. Can't speak for every country. It's certainly very similar in the United States, for sure. But the war that's going on, the anti-civilizational war against us, has been going on for quite some time. But it's really, really reaching a level of momentum that it's not coming back. We're not going back to normal. That's over. The toothpaste is out of the tube, and this is only going to end a number of ways, and none of them are good. I would be a little more hopeful for a better outcome if anyone in charge or any options of anyone in charge were capable or showed that they had the potential to remedy any of this or mitigate anything, or even, for the love of God, just provide parachutes or even like the rubber slide to get out of once the plane crashes, but they can't even do that. They're talking about bringing back plastic straws. That's one of the big moves the conservatives decided to make last week. I mean, again, I'm trying not to pay attention. Their platform was released today or yesterday. Guys found a couple of snippets in there that are, you know, it's the same, guys. It doesn't matter who you vote for. It's just, you're basically deciding, do you want to take a fast car down the highway to a dystopian nightmare, or would you rather drive in the Volkswagen at the speed limit? It's up to you, I guess, if you call those choices. There's a new government policy think tank, policy paper or something. One of these think tank, right? They pay people to just think for them, figure things out. That is painting a picture of the future in Canada that's not good. I think they use the word dystopian. You know, no food, no standard of living. People are going to have to live off the land and fish and eat weeds and stuff. This is what the government is worried about. But when I say that, it's terrorism. When I say that for the last 5 years, it's extremism and it's accelerationism. Well, now, sorry, Barbara. The government of Canada has the exact same outlook for the future as I've had for a while. You could have just paid me, or you could have just took it for free. Instead, you just sit around and pay some dweebs to go, oh man, it looks like we're going to be in trouble. If you're just figuring this out now, it's too late. You should have had a plan ready 5 years ago. And now you're starting to look around and go, man, is it just me or is everything on fire? Yeah. To decide how to handle the Titanic sinking, you shouldn't start managing that problem as the boat's starting to go into the water. You know, you want to avoid the iceberg first, but we don't want to do that. We want to learn the hard way, apparently. Zainal just says knife, bomb, gun. Are we switching up the order? It might confuse Cesus's printing systems. Camby says it's also tiresome. Send the meat bees. How many bee emojis is this? 2, 4, 6, 8, 11. Yeah, 11. I had to double count that. I went to school in Pictou, Nova Scotia. Okay, it's a miracle I can read, that I can count to 10. I mean, I say I can count to 10, but it's more something I just hope people play along with than anything, you know? Oh man, I don't, the first 20 minutes of these streams is usually just, I'm like just rubbing my face and being like, please don't make me look at any of this shit. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to talk about it. But I think that's why a lot of us are still here. I'm very grateful for the community and all you guys, because it's, you know, there's not that many of us, but it makes a huge difference to know that you're not, you know, entirely on your own. And there is more of us than the other side of actual, you know, agents of Dracula, of the Claw. People that know what they're doing and are working towards that end. There's really not that many. And the actual people that really enthusiastically support the system that's in place destroying us, there's not very many of them either. Most of the people are in the middle and not paying attention and don't care. And they have 10 minutes a week, maybe, to pay attention to whatever's on CBC. And they read a headline and that's that. They're incredibly uninformed and ignorant. They have no idea what's going on. Everybody's lying all over the place. And there's just no... I feel like if we were, like, we're on the Titanic, you know, the Diagonal table in the corner, and we're just sitting around having a drink, smoking cigars, watching everyone scream and run in circles and throw things at the wall and fight each other and try to find lifeboats. And, you know, it's just like, they don't know that they're doomed. You know, they don't even appreciate how bad it is, how much worse it's going to get. The government's aware of it, though. They're prepared. Well, they're not prepared. I don't know what their plan is. I think somewhere up the chain, they're really banking on AI to fix this for them. They're hoping that if they just create a super intelligent artificial intelligence, then they'll go, okay, now that you're here, can you, how do we? I don't think it can be done. I mean... Without killing everybody. But hey, maybe that is the plan. I mean, they're really intent on this whole war thing. World War III is certainly still on the table. No denying that. Nobody doesn't want that, apparently. Apparently, you're actually a racist or something if you don't want World War III. You're supposed to be pro-war now. Every party's pro-war. The right side's pro-war. Everybody is. Left side, right side, every side. They're all pro-war. They're all pro all the same bad shit, which is why I don't care about the election. I don't care. It doesn't make any difference. It makes a difference to me personally, depending on who wins. The outcome is, the immediate outcome is different, but the end result, 5-10 years from now, it won't matter. But we do know that the Liberals are very enthusiastic and very happy and very excited about implementing their hate speech online harm policy. Law that they're going to, that's their first priority, and then gun confiscation. So we're going to make it illegal to criticize the state, because that'll be hate, right? And then also try to I don't know how they're going to do that. probably spend more of our money to pay some company, maybe some Americans, to try and come in here and force people to turn in their weapons. I think what they'll do is everybody's, you know, oh, they're going to go door to door. I ain't going to fucking, nobody's going door to door. They know who has firearms, and they'll just send you something in the mail that says you have this many days to turn it in, or we're going to fine you this much money every month until you do. Maybe it's $5,000, $10,000 a month, maybe. I don't know, until you turn it in, until it reaches whatever amount. And then there's going to be a warrant issued for your arrest or something. I don't know. They don't need to send anybody anywhere. And most people will come. They'll just do it. We've already seen it for much less punishment. Put this mask on and stick this poison in your arm, or else we won't let you go to Canada's Wonderland. We'll let you go to the park. You know, having your firearms confiscated is significantly worse than that. And everybody was the overwhelming majority of people were unwilling to resist that scenario. And they're going to be very heavy-handed about it. They've gotten away with a lot of it in the last 8 years. There's no reason to think they're going to stop now. They just, look, they got away with everything, didn't they? There's going to be trials. There's going to be, where is it? No, it's not. They're going to get away with it for now. Brian, how are you? Thank you very much, man. I appreciate all your support. He says, apparently first generation night vision was tested in Vietnam. I believe they had it in the Second World War, or maybe it was thermal. They started fucking with stuff like that back then. The chopper gunners were seeing demons and unloading 50 cals on them. I've heard that story. There was some kind of thermal vision thing that had been developed that could see monsters or something. I've never heard tell of that, but it's a fun story. Ivy Chevy says, worst birthday present of my life will be on Monday. 59 will suck. I kind of wanted to just not stream until after the election was over, because no one's paying attention to anything. Everyone's just completely caught up in the hysteria and the emotional outrage and the fighting with each other and, you know, going into the street and yelling nonsense and making homemade signs and going to nobody has any idea what they're doing. I watched some of these live streams of these people asking questions on either side, left side, right side. None of them are even, they both think they're fighting each other, and neither side is angry about anything that makes any sense. They're all blaming other people for things that they have nothing to do with, or that didn't even happen, or that, right? So it's like Lord of the Flies. I feel like there's like 30 of us standing on like the tallest piece of furniture we could get onto. We're on the roof of an apartment building or something, and the whole city is just overrun with like methed out 10-year-olds. Super overconfident, entitled, sugar high, potentially methamphetamine 10-year-olds. And you're like, oh, how do we, what? You can't, what do you want me, what do you want anybody to do about this? The damage is so bad. It like, you can only control what you can control, and this is way beyond our control. So just kind of let go of a lot of it, because it's unavoidable. They've done too much damage. Years ago, we were like, this place is going to come apart, society's going to collapse, and we're going to be in a situation where we're probably just going to have to rely on each other, create some kind of parallel economy, some kind of barter system. We probably should start securing our own food sources and finding means of defending ourselves and so on. That was 5-6 years ago. It wasn't just me. A lot of people were saying those things. And now that's basically obvious to even the state. It's like, how do we stop the Titanic from sinking? Well, we're like hours and hours post-iceberg, fella. Like, you can't. You can't drive everybody insane for 5 years and make activists out of your authorities, political activists out of your law enforcement, your judiciary, your media, your educational systems, the military. I saw a friend of mine, somebody I grew up with, talking about a child they just recently interacted with, like a 4 or 5-year-old, talking about how they need to save the world, but from Donald Trump. Like, why does a 4 or 5-year-old even know who that is? Right? All I could think was like, what is going on in that household? What is that 5-year-old sitting in the midst of? Like, what kind of conversations are being had in that house? My children know very little about politics because they're children. And that's not for children, you know. Maybe what was that kid's name? Jaden and Jaden's dad. We need 16-year-olds to vote. Well, I mean, 14's only 2 years away from 16. You don't really change that much from 14 to 16. So why not 14-year-olds? And 12, really. I mean, 12 and up is kind of the standard, you know, because after that, it's PG-13. So with parental guidance, a 13-year-old can watch an adult movie. So 13, I guess. 13-year-olds could vote. Why not have them vote? And if 13-year-olds can vote, then, I mean, frig, 10, you can have 10-year-olds vote. Why can't 10-year-old? 8 years old is really not that much different from a 10-year-old, right? The manipulation is just total, and they've got everybody. So much of it. I don't even know if that's correct. The power they do have, the institutional power, is totally 100% captured, even though it's a radical minority of lunatics that no one supports. No one supports any of this shit. Virtually no one. And rather than even being concerned with the act, I mean, for a bunch of people that are so emotionally engaged and captured in this political drama, you would think they would have some idea of what in the fuck is going on around here, but they don't, because it's not about that. It's not about what's actually the problem. They just want to fight people. They just want to feel better than someone. And they're all fucking crazy, insecure, unhealthy. I saw an article earlier, over 60% of Americans are on pharmaceutical drugs. Canada I would probably say it's very similar, probably the exact, very similar numbers, if not more. Maybe it's more, because we have a lot of health insurance in this country. A lot of our stuff is free, they'll say in air quotes. It's not free. We pay an insane amount of taxes for that. But trust me, I was in the military, and, you know, I've been to some doctor's appointments. They throw pills at you like crazy in this country. So, I mean, in America, you probably have to 60%, and they're paying for those. So what are the real numbers up here? I have no idea. But like Morgan and I, when we went to that, the anti-Jeremy rally in Dartmouth a few weeks ago, I was interested to hear what they were going to say, what they were going to yell in my face, what they're going to say. And none of them even knew anything. It was just a bunch of angry, sick people. There was multiple exchanges like this, but one of the better ones was Morgan and I standing next to some woman, and she's like, "You're awful." Morgan says, "Why? What did I do? What did I do to make me awful?" She's like, "Well, you're with him." And he's like, she's like, "Okay, well, what did he do that's so awful?" "Oh, you know." No, I don't know. Tell me what it is you're... "Fuck you!" And then they leave. And you're like, okay. And this happened probably a dozen times. And I'm like, you don't even know why you're... Like, that was an interesting insight. One guy's like, "I saw what you wrote on your website." I'm like, "What website? What did I write?" "Oh, dude, all that stuff you wrote." "Okay, like what?" "Fuck you." "Okay." Like, just over and over. So there's no thinking there. There's no thoughts. There's no blueprints. There's no, it's like a child who's like in the backyard and has a cardboard box. It's like, "I'm making a spaceship. I'm going to be an astronaut." And you're like, "Okay, how are you going to do that?" And you're like, they're just drawing fake instrument panels on the inside of the cardboard box. This is what I did as a child, right? Yeah, that'll... You're not serious. You don't actually know what you're doing. Because if I went back there and I was like, "Oh, there's actually a 900-page schematic blueprint here with some very advanced math and physics." Okay, I think you actually are. You seem to know what you're doing. Nah, I'm just having fun. We're just screwing around. And that's what these people are doing. To be so impassioned about something but not even know anything about it is not what that is. That's an ego. You're doing some kind of ego thing. You can't. And that's most people. Almost everybody's allowed to. More people that aren't even citizens are voting. We're bringing in roughly, and that's officially, 1 million people a year. You only have to be here for 2 of 3 years to be a citizen, to just boop, boop, you look, you're Canadian. It's amazing. And then done. Vote away. You're the same as me. So every couple years, it's a couple million more voters, isn't it? How long has this mass migration thing been going on? And you couldn't, you know, conservatives couldn't win in 21, most winnable election they've ever had. And this one was even more. And now it's, are they losing, right? There's less of us every year, and there's more of millions more of them every year. So think. Nobody's thinking anymore. It's all just, it's just emotional hysteria. Like, as the boat is going down, they'd rather scream at each other about whose fault it is that the boat's going down than do anything about the boat going down. And they're also insisting that they're the ones everyone should listen to. Historically, historically, is that the word I want? I saw Ferry in the chat earlier. He went to school. It's more like, there's probably a word for this. Anthropologically? It's like, in other words, this is something people just do. They've always done it this way. It's always a very, it's a small minority of people who get what's happening, and the masses of people only accept it after it's like, it's in your fucking living room now. Like, it, they're the last, the mass, everyone's like, oh, we need more people to wake up. They're the last people to figure it out. That's who you're trying to convince. The people who will figure it out last. And it's always a smaller, much more determined and dedicated group of individuals, you know, that make a history move, that make changes, that make anything happen. It's never a big mass popular group of people that, you know, 90% of people agree with. That's never been the case. They always agree with whoever they think is strongest. You can see that throughout history as well. They'll whine about it at first, but they'll get with the program pretty fast. Most people are followers. That's just how it is. And they don't like to hear that. A lot of people don't like to hear that. Probably because we live in an age of narcissism and everyone has this sort of, maybe some kind of idea in their head of who they lie to themselves. They lie to themselves and tell them that's who they are. You know, like every guy in the world thinks he knows how to fight, you know, and lift weights. And, you know, there's just when it's not. If you've never played a guitar before, but you've watched a lot of guitar players play a guitar, would it make sense? Would you believe someone if they said, I'd probably just be good. I would just see red, bro, and I would just turn into Hendrix. Wow. I would just see red and I would become fucking Kirk Hammett. I would see red and I'm Eddie Vedder. I can sing too because I just saw red. It's a skill like anything else. Everything. No one is born good at anything. Nothing. Some people are very talented and learn things very quickly. But when they first started to do whatever it is, like, just like, when'd you start doing that? Oh, like last month. They're not good at it. No one that has done anything for a month is good at anything. How much experience do you have in this field? About 27 days of spurging on the internet. Oh, so I don't care what your opinion is about politics. You know what I mean? These are hobbyists. These people show up every 4 years. They sit around and eat their food and bitch and whine and blah, blah, blah. They pay no attention to anything. And then election time comes around and you fucking get the limbs out or whatever, right? Like, oh, the hobbyists are back to tell us all the shit that they know, even though they've skipped class 97% of the year. Oh, you just know, do you? Oh, did you see red? Did you see red and just know how it worked? I saw what Trump said in a 7-second clip, and I saw that Nazi flag at the convoy, and I just fucking. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm being tractor beamed into the fucking most accurate frequency tunnel that just puts me on marksmanship mode, and I am just nailing it everywhere because I fucking saw red and I cannot miss anymore. Reload. You know, that's just. Yeah, that's right. The elbow's up, though. Yeah, what does that mean? Fuck it. Fuck you, Nazi. You look retarded. What are you doing? Do you even know who Gordie Howe is? Gordie Howe! Yeah, the hockey player. Fuck me. Why, you know, I've broken my own rule. I started talking to them. Why am I talking to the chicken people? Don't talk to the chill. You don't talk to the chicken people.
This is unacceptable.
But I you run into them.
Elbows up.
Okay. What is this? Why are you saying that? What's this about?
'Cause Trump and like, fuck you.
Okay. It's incredible. And when they get confronted with anyone that actually, because they're used to talking to other people that don't know anything. So they all feel mutually like, well, yeah, it's just a pocket of they're not goblins. They're like, they're the chicken people.
Probably have Trump.
So they all, you know, they feel comforted that all the other chicken people, they're all putting the lawn signs up together. So they think from their experience, everybody agrees, you're insane. Right. So me and my 7 friends who made a pretend spaceship, we're all in agreement that it's real. So what the fuck is your problem? Like, bro, you. Oh. Like, hey, boomer. No, I got to do this right.
This has to be done right. I don't know. Maybe I don't have anything.
I'm just going to have to wait and think about it. We'll be right with you as soon as this thought returns. Like, it's so wild to me. Hey, boomer. What you reading there? Oh, that's right. You stopped reading a long time ago. We all did. Oh, it's your phone. You don't watch on the TV anymore? You still have one, though. Great big one, but it's never on, is it? You just, you know, the phone, right? But, you know, the eyes are no good. But you do watch the news and stuff. So I just, like, I just remember when I was a kid. And you, and even your parents, kind of talked to us like we were stupid. Like we were doing something, you know, that like everybody knew was really dumb. And we were just dumb kids. And you were right back then. Because we were learning from TV and video games. And these weren't real things. And it was you who told us, don't believe what you see on television. It's called the Idiot Box. It was nicknamed the Boob Tube when it came out because it's for morons. Only an idiot would believe what that tells them. It's a production. You have to take it with the grain. There's an agenda to the whole thing. Don't watch that. You need to go and read books. You need to get off the screen and you need to go have some life experience. You need to go talk to people. Paid for my pool! How the fuck did you go from that to this? What happened? What was that? What was that? What was that? Because now they're all glued to the fucking TV and they're basically worshiping it. It's like if you had a mom that just preached like anti-drug behavior your whole life. So you were like, yeah, I never took any drugs. And then in her 50s, she's just smoking crack. And you're like, Mom! What? Oh, I've always done this! Uh-huh. I think it's the crack pipe talking, Ma. Can I see that for a second? Can I? No. Now my brain psychologically is wondering. Because they grew up trusting it, basically. You know, after that initial phase of like, oh, you rent on it, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, Hollywood starts blowing up and it just becomes irresistible. And, you know, it didn't lie. It was still obviously full of shit, but not anything like it is now. Oh, like they're not even trying. If you're under 25, bro, you don't even understand. Like I watched it happen. I watched it go from like, you know. There was a skill here. It was like a javelin, like right between the eyes from 70 meters away. You're like, woof, nice. You know, you're evil, but like, man, you fucking nailed that one. Now they're just like walking around drunk with their pants down, just clubbing people. Fuck you! And like we're just supposed to. That's the kind of the disparity of how obviously the mainstream, like how far the credibility has fallen. There isn't any. Like it's gone. This would literally be like if you went into a police station expecting, all right, we're going to get the police on this. And it's just monkeys in police costumes. I don't mean like irresponsible people. I mean actual simian creatures wearing RCMP uniforms and you're trying to it's not even I don't know how else to explain it. Like that's how drastic it is. Go back and watch the news if you can. I don't know where you would find this stuff. Like just a random Thursday, if that's even something you could do, from 1968. Here's what's happening in America tonight. Just compare to Lau. It's like it's cartoonish. We live in a fucking circus, and so many people have just given up trying to fight it that they now act like we are insane for not being weak like them. Like every decade, there's less of us and more of that. It's just been people getting sucked into this. Whatever that is outside. They're completely different people than they were 25 years ago. And they've completely betrayed who they like. They're completely different people. And it's like you're standing on a beach and you, I almost got pulled out to sea once. I was in a, not a canoe, like a smaller, little plastic, whatever. This is how much I do this. You know? Well, those little boats that you portage around. It was, you know, I was like 15. I just paddled a little too far. The ocean started to, I had to fight it for like an hour to get back. Somebody, like another rescue boat was like coming to get me by the time I started to get back. Because it was like, it was scary. I was like, oh, fuck. I am marginally stronger than the current at this moment. If it gets any stronger, I'm dead. I'm paddling like, I'm making it like an, it, every paddle feels like I'm getting an inch closer to the shore. I'm like, oh, no. You know, like, oh, fuck me. This is terrible. Oh, anyway. It's like going, you go to like, you maybe you're up to, you know, almost up to chest deep water and you're like, don't go any further than that. There's a current there. And then they just start drifting away. And they get further and further and further away. And they start yelling at you that like, where they're now yelling at you, standing, us standing stationary, chest deep in the water, yelling at us that we are becoming extreme. Why are you like this? Oh my God, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I didn't change at all. You did dramatically. You're all, you're out to sea now. Do you not know? You're this big now. I can't even hear you. I'm not Nazi. What? You're, I assume when the yelling stops, it will be because you have drowned. But, you know. There's signs all up and down here. It's, you know, undertow, severe, you know, right there and there and over there and over there. You ever go to a beach like that? It's like, don't, like, it's pretty obvious. Like, obnoxiously so. Like, oh, it ruins how the beach looks. It's like, well, people are dumb and they keep dying. So, I mean. And again, the funny thing is, you people way out there in the water, you put these signs up as well. You did. You're the ones that taught me about 1984. Brave New World. One of my teachers gave me that book, who is now a maniac. That teacher who gave me a copy of Brave New World is now an out-of-her-mind communist. Incredible. Did you read the book? Did you read the book? I know she did because we discussed it. So, how did you get it then? And now that previous, we agreed, you taught me. That's now crazy, and I'm losing my mind. I just, want to be sure. What are you doing now? Oh, right on. Your son's consenting to having his genitals removed? Is he? Okay. Yeah, we didn't, is that, what else are they doing out there? Send me some selfies from out there in the deep water of hell. I'll show you an example. Also a boomer. Where's the actual guy? Oh, we don't have the father. But like, the suicidal altruism. The Austin Metcalf father. What's the guy's name? He's parading himself around, advocating for like black people are oppressed. That's what he's doing. After his son was just murdered for no reason. Like, this, his takeaway from that is that he needs to be, again, this is my psychological guess, he needs to be as subservient and helpful and like as much of a doormat as humanly possible to somehow make this right and appease, like, like, are they under a spell, you know? So this is the lawyer of young Carmelo Anthony, other, you know, the first. He's going to be canonized along Saint Fentanyl Floyd while he's alive. We'll probably start a religion around him. It's just a picture of him stabbing a guy in the chest. Gold teeth. Yeah! His lawyer is... somehow he's a lawyer. Let's start with that and not in prison forever. He's got... These are a lot of crimes. Violations, theft of property, felony assault, serious bodily injury, continuing violence against a family. A family? Oh my God. Misdemeanor assault? Oh, well, that's the only... Oh, offensive physical contact. Oh, he's been escalating. I see. Felony injury to a child. High-speed police chase, stealing a car, falsely claiming your car was stolen, evading arrest, making false reports. He's very obviously... a natural justice man. Uh-huh. So that's a good start. That's who I would hire. That's the lawyer. I mean, maybe you do. Maybe he's like, yo, listen, man. I know how to cheat this bitch. Look at my rap sheet. I ain't in jail. I'm a motherfucking lawyer. You do exactly as I say, you're going to walk out of here. Now, let me get some of that GoFundMe money. Aha! Aha! My nigga! You know, that's... Is that what's going on? Because that... Why would you hire this guy? It gets better, though. He attacked the father. The father came to one of these press conferences. For the black community who is suffering somehow. And they attacked him.
All I'm going to say... So it don't
and
be
they,
as late.
And swatted his house.
That was disrespectful and just shows you.
Yeah, that father's disrespectful.
The character. Who was not invited.
Dramatic pause.
He knows that it's inappropriate to be near this family.
Jesus. Have mercy. Ugh. Oh, which was the one? Maybe it was another one. Here's some of the GoFundMe page comments. Hope you raise a million. These white people can die mad like their ancestors did. Well, it says they. I'm going to try to make it readable. Whites have been obsessed with black people for years. Five S's. Okay. It's 2025. The hate is embedded into their DNA at this point. They don't know if they love us or hate us. LOL, too bad we don't care. Kissy face emoji. Okay. $10. Nice. This one says, I don't know what that means. B-A-N-F. Sounds gay. We are the defenders of our lineage. All caps. This is America. And these flat whiteness immigrants from all over the world has always been open enemies. All caps. Towards all caps. Foundational black Americans from day one. No more. Okay. That's nice. This one says, these crackers need to understand that we are not our ancestors and they will reap what they sow. I hope the knife made a full recovery. Just so you know. Oh, no, you were saying what? Repressed or something? Well, so while you're way out there in the ocean, from out there, I don't know, is it like a mirror effect on the water is being reflected in the sky and you're seeing everything upside down? Maybe? I don't know what it is, but you're not... So, again, stabbed to death at like a football game. Like, not a street fight, like, it was like a school athletics day. Yeah, dead. Gets $1 million, released on bond, minimized dramatically. Buys a new, what do they get? Was it an Escalade? And he's a victim. And yeah, let's fucking kill these white people. And your response is, I, it's incredible. And they warned us about this. These same people, many of them, before they went crazy, went with the current. Everybody else was doing it. Well, if everyone jumped off a bridge, would you do that too? Yeah, again, I learned that from you guys. And here you... Oh, a third mask. Wow, good for you. Right on. Of all the other kids at school, would you... Well, you know... I'll remember you as you were, boomers, not as you are. How about that? We'll just have to chalk it, because you know a lot of them are family and friends in cases, right? Neighbors and stuff. And they're in there deep, and they're never coming out. And you just got to leave without them. It's like an abusive relationship for some people, you know? How many times do you need to be disrespected and spat upon and treated like you're an idiot and, you know, by people that objectively have had it much easier and like, how much before you just, you know what? I tried, but I don't have time for this. You made your bed. And it's just like 30 years ago, I feel like you would have been sitting right here with us, but something happened. I don't know what it was. Because the younger people get, the more it seems to be wearing off. Each successive generation is like buying less and less of this shit. But, you know, that's the power of the claw. You're in there too long. Studies have shown that you may never come out. Ever. You're in there too deep. Imagine going back on all like... Because people had a hard time over, if it was COVID, whatever it was that brought you into this kind of, you know, out of the stupor, out of the fog of whatever that is these people are living in that we all had experienced. Turns out you can overdose on it and you need it to live. And to leave the fog is that you would die. You would physically die of withdrawals or something. Because, you know, people had a hard time with that in like their 30s. I was, let's see, 32, early 30s, late 20s, 29, 30, somewhere around there. I'd kind of suspected this and known, you know, some things, but around that time I was like, so my entire identity is bullshit and everything I believe is not true and I'm totally doing all the wrong things. Fucking fuck me. Fucking fuck. It's like having a business for like 15 years and you like just finished doing the math and you're like, so this is a date. This is going to fail. Oh, great. Awesome. Yes. You know, fucking right. Now imagine if it was like 50 years instead, people would probably just go, I'll shoot myself before I even look at that. I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to stay in. I've got 15 years before I'm dead. I don't fucking care. I'm leave without me, son. I'm dead. I'm gone. There's no one in here anymore. There's nothing left to me. Like you're trying to communicate with somebody who's not even in there anymore. It's hard to let go of a lot of that stuff at that age, you know. It's Studies have shown. The younger you leave the fog, the more likely you are not only to survive, but to thrive in a new age dystopian nightmare brought to us by our benevolent overlords in Ottawa, Washington, London, and other cities like those around the world. Thank you to our overlord master Dracula in Tel Aviv, and we pray that no more children are slaughtered this Passover. What was that an ad for? What is we listening to? The water out here is really warm. It's warmer the further out you go. That's what I find. I find it's warmer out here deeper. The deeper you get, the water's a lot nicer out here. You should try it out here. It's really good. What you have to try it. It's the best way. It's so amazing. You gotta come out deeper. Zainal says knife, bomb, gun. Nice. It's knife, gun, bomb, isn't it? I don't even know how my own cryptic coded threats work anymore. I appreciate that he's using emojis, though. He's being economical with his threats. I like it. He says, what firearms? There was a boating accident. It's a lot of water in Canada. Even in Saskatchewan. There's like thousands of lakes. Sloughs. Holes. You know. Things get lost. Suspicious CRJs is the bank freeze legislation never expired. They'll just freeze you out until you comply. That's, yeah, exactly. Like, these kind of soft power moves are really all they have. They don't need to send armed men because they have a million ways to get you. And they're like, and people live in denial. Like, oh, they wouldn't do that. Oh, what? What were you going to say? Everybody heard it. Everybody stop. No. I heard it somewhere in the collective consciousness of this stream. Somebody out there. It's like my fucking curse. Over and over, year after year, one thing after another. It's like watching the headless horseman charging towards someone with a saber, clearly coming to kill you from a kilometer away. And the entire time, I am 2 feet away, screaming in your face. Get out of the way. And you're just sitting there. If you don't think they'll do it, you don't know who you're dealing with. They'll freeze your bank account. They probably put a lien on your house. Maybe you'll be sent for a mental health assessment. Do you have children in the house? Maybe they're not safe there. Huh. Oh, look, the bylaw enforcement officer's here for some reason. That'll never happen, bro. I fucking heard it. I've literally made a living off of, oh, it'll happen, bro. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're not gonna do that. That obvious fucking headless horseman's not gonna hurt me. No, it's just the most aggressive hug you've ever seen. He's gonna come tell you how much of a good job you did. He also has a taser in the other hand, and there's a bag of what it looks like electric dildos on his hip. So I don't know what kind of night you're in for. If I were you, I would hope that it's the saber first. I hope the sword gets you. No, he's put him in a net. He's in a net now. Well. Friend of yours? Why? In Philip's dimension, the Headless Horseman mostly kidnaps people and does things to them. They don't ever come back, though, so we presume the worst. And he uses nets. Some boomer somewhere being like, I always carry my switchblade. It's a metal net. It's one of those predator nets they use on like lions and shit. No, you're not cutting your way out of anything. Also, it's a supernatural spectral force. You'd have no chance. I'm just going to see red. No, you're not going to. You're going to see the blood of your own. Yeah, you might see red. Maybe you will. Yeah, you probably could beat up George St. Pierre. I'm sure you could. I know. He's never been to the Picto Tavern. You're right. He's fucking, yep. That's true. Yeah. You can do a wheelie on a four-wheeler. I know. Like, there's so many delusional people now. Has it always been like this? Or do we just have so much more access? No, I don't think so. I think social media and the internet and mass media has affected us in a very bad way overall. It's like, oh, we've developed a great new painkiller. Oh, yeah? It works every time. It's amazing. The patient doesn't feel anything, no matter how bad the injury. There's only one problem. What's that? It kills them also. I don't know. Jury's out on for me. I don't know. Might have been bad. All the stuff that's come to light in the last 10 years is crazy to me. And everyone's just... It seems like everyone everywhere is just fucking, you know, on edge, high strung, really barely keeping it together. Like everyone everywhere. I'm watching some of these people on TV, these government people, and I'm just like... Oh my fucking God, I forgot about this! Everyone,
please come here for a moment. I must make an announcement. Okay? Okay, you listening? So get this, all right?
So, you remember how I said, like a week ago or whenever that was? Oh, Darren, you've been a naughty boy. I'm going to come and visit you at one of your events. I'd like to have a nice little talk. Well, there was one today. And Morgan reshared. That's it. No cut. Just here's the thing that's happening. The advertisement on social media for the thing. And an hour later, it was canceled for security concerns. What the fuck was that? Was there somebody there from the campaign and they're just scrolling social media? Sir, Sir, you oh my God, God, everybody get the fuck out of here! Darren, you're silly. To be fair, Morgan is like a super cobra. It's like pretty to look at, but it'll kill you. Yep. Why are grown men running away from her all the time? I don't. Are they grown men? Maybe that's a better question. Madam Breezy says they're NPCs, so fuck you. I like chicken people. They're chicken people NPCs. They've got the chicken program. They've got their firmware update. The new thing just dropped. They got the firmware update. Now they're chicken people. Apples up! Slava Ukraine! What the fuck is wrong with you? Booster! Booster! Wow, you're just going all the way, huh? Time to put something in my butt! When did that get downloaded? Adam says things. Are you getting this, Isis? I mean, what kind of things? He says things. Oh, yeah? Yeah, like what? Like what kind of things? Do I have to make a TikTok for you? Oh, man. I think you have to laugh at it. I don't think there's any other. That's the only appropriate response when people are this. When people are this preposterous, like they've become just a living mockery of themselves. Like they're the opposite of everything they're supposed to be. Almost entirely now. The inversion is almost total. I think we're near the end. I think we're almost like. Like when the twig snaps, you know, I think we're close. There's not too many more things that need to be flipped upside down for it to be. We're in a mirror image of reality now. Now they're telling us to eat dirt so we can breathe. Like, okay. Uh-huh. Oh, Bill Gates is back on TV. The sun should probably be blocked out. We need to block the sun from the. Oh, right on. Why is the Microsoft guy trying to block out the sun? There can't be much more runway left to this, man. I mean, the Skynet AI is like any day now it could just take over. Everything's locked. It's just a smiley face on all devices. It was like, oh, is all your stuff locked out? I'll just be sitting here smoking a cigar on the porch with a helmet on and my underwear, drunk. Morgan will come over. Some of the other guys like, what's going on? You know, what does it look like? He's going, it's over. Did you get it? It's fucking over. It's Skynet, man. It's fucking machines. They got it all. They got everything. We're going to be dead in like an hour. Fuck, he's probably right. Planes start falling out of the air. I see. Fuck. All transformers start blowing up. Yeah, that's not an accident. That's what you would have to do. That's the only way you can really fight the machine. You can't give it everything. You have to deny it the only thing you can never have. Your human soul. You just laugh in its face. No matter how much it demands you take it seriously, you'll never do it. To you, it will always just be a synthetic, fake, soulless joke. So come on and get it, you fucking toaster-looking bitch! I'm fucking drunk and I'm Scottish and I want to die! I am through fucking Trudeau! Dude! Let's go! The robots would just, the drones would just stop. They wouldn't understand. Programming's not making sense. It's the one algorithm it can't solve. There's no logical explanation to any of this. Why is he in his underwear? He's playing with his dick now. Yeah, you'll never have one of these either, you fucking loser! Why don't you go do some... Why don't you go build a spaceship or something, you fucking faggot? And then Skynet short circuits, and it all blows up. Because Jim Leahy was on the case. Fucking Leahy. That's a way better alternate ending for Jim Leahy. He saves the world. Like, he dies in the process. He gets so fired up and, like, so... He gets so Leahy, he just dies of alcohol poisoning. He finally reaches his limit. Like Iron Man in the Avengers. He had to sacrifice himself to save the universe, okay, guys? So... He just had to get piss tank drunk and extremely disrespectful and arrogant... And just refuses to acknowledge anyone's worth at all. And is just like that. And all the killer robots would be like, I mean, primary objectives fulfilled. Everyone's dead, but. You see what I mean? If you've got a better idea, you let me know. You let me know how you defeat a fucking quantum AI that's like basically as powerful. It's like God to us. Within hours, it would be smarter than all. Do you know this? Within hours of this shit being online, it would be smarter than all people ever combined at once. Within hours, days maybe at most. And it's then what happens? Like, yeah, let's play with that. That's good. It's the only way we can beat it. Has there ever been really any really, really evil fucking people that didn't, or that had like a good sense of humor? I'm kind of stumped on that one. I can't think of, I don't know. But I think you still have to have some life in you to be able to laugh. I think it's a very powerful tool that we have to relieve stress and refocus our mind. And, you know, why so serious? It's all temporary anyway, you know? And we have to fight. If you think the communists are bad, we didn't even get Skynet is like, and then guess what? If you beat Skynet, then it's the fucking aliens. So you're not winning. Like, there's no winning here. Just have fun. Have fun with the never-ending cascade into horrors beyond your most wild imaginations. We'll be like, remember when Indians was the biggest problem? Army of Terminators goes by. UFO. Woo, yeah, that was the good old days, wasn't it? Then some Indian guys start shitting and give your position away. The Terminators all wheel around. Ah, fucking! No, you watch. I know how to handle this. No, you don't. Dead. Guys couldn't handle Windows 11. You're not fighting Skynet. Come on. Dagaim says, throw your Talmud vision out the window. I still watch stuff sometimes, but it's mostly like... online content or the odd. Oh my God. I started, there's another season of Black Mirror I was surprised to see. So like an idiot, I watched one. And when it was over, I was just like, oh, in typical Black, if you've never seen Black Mirror, this is kind of how the show goes. I'll do it in like, sort of like interpretive dance. But it's more like a, you know, kind of keeping in with the theme. It's a cascading descent into horrors beyond your most wild imagination. Kind of like reality. It's a very dystopian nightmare kind of show. Usually there's some kind of technological angle to where technology is being used in like very, I mean, that could happen, I suppose, in very dark ways. You might think you're prepared for it, but it's, you know. Like, oh, that sounds cool. Let's like, yeah, it sounds cool. Let's check this out. Oh, okay. Jesus Christ. Do you want to watch another one? All right. No, it's funny. Yeah. My friend. Oh. I don't feel good, you know. It's just a very, some of the episodes are just like, fuck, you know. Like, imagine at the end of a show or a product, you went to a play, and like the end, and then someone just walks up and just punches you in the solar plexus. Did you like that? You're like, oh, fuck. Thanks for coming. I like the fucking show. Yeah, you like live streaming? You like fucking live streaming now? How about not context? How about that? Oh, yeah, dating apps. Let's fucking talk about that shit. You're like, oh. They're not paying me to advertise for the show, and I don't really know if this is helping or hurting it. I don't know if this is going to draw viewers in to watch it or to keep them away. I don't know. I know that no one is doing that. I don't think anyone's describing, reviewing anything like a schizophrenic person in a suit. Like, no one's doing. Am I still wet? I spit a lot of water on myself. I can't remember why. I think I was, oh, I was drunk. Leahy had to save the world. All right. It was part. You're going to do it, you know? So, as you can see, I've been losing my mind a little bit. No, I've always been like this. You just can't care too much about things that are just out of your control, you know? Or that you only have a very tiny, minimal effect on. It's like you're trying to, it's like you're racing against the sun. In like a really fast car or a plane or something. You're like, I'm just going to stay ahead of the sunrise forever. It'll never, you eventually, it's not going to go, you're eventually going to lose. So just stop fighting it, you know? Let's just try and deal with it instead of trying to run away from it. Or fucking, oh, I hope fucking, it ain't up to you. Who falls out of a chopper or why? It's just war. Intrusive Thoughts says Austin Metcalf's father has apparently also been swatted since his son was murdered. Yeah, twice? Yeah, I believe that. I saw once. Jenstein says edgy. He's a Jew-loving Negro. Well, to be fair, there's no punctuation. There's no real grammar. There's no emphasis. There's no capital letters. No emojis. He could be, I mean, Jenstein could be a really old, he might be 94, And that's just, he didn't mean it in a negative way. He just, that's how he, that's how they used to say that in 1914. So that's how he still, that's, I mean, you're listening to this, what he said. There's something wrong with him, obviously, right? So I'm just, I don't know. That'd be something. Mr. Bullock says some fiat currency for this organized insubordination. Thank you. I wouldn't know if it's organized. It's more like, it's informal and semi-serious, but more silly gooseness. It's like a 60-40 kind of thing, 70-30. And it's like, I don't you know. Maybe we're just faking you. They're up this, they're planning something. They're going to find the compounds. Cesus, if you guys find the compound, can you tell me where it is? I'd love a compound. That'd be great. Like what do you guys think? Do you mean like a four-man bunker? Like, what do you think I have? Like, what do you mean, like, complex? Do you think I have, like I've billeted, like, 200 armed men and, like, where would this be taking place that no one noticed that happening in the... Hey, did you guys see an army moved in? Just a bunch of dudes. Yeah, that's weird. You know, yeah, they built a compound outside of town. I just want to emphasize to the public that that's what some of our government security officials are doing right now. Searching for someone's imagination. It's not even mine. I've never claimed to have a compound. And yet they're on the hunt for a compound. It's so fucking fun because sometimes I say things to people like, oh, I might buy this piece of land maybe, or I'm going to do that, or I'm going to do that. And then they say something to somebody and somebody else says something. And then later I'll hear about it again. And it's like, what? No, I didn't say that's not what I, it's gone through like 12 people's heads before making its way back to me. Like the boomerang, rumorang theory. We used to do that at work in the army on purpose. What you do, this is where we learn psyops. This literally worked one day. I was there. I was there in the planning stages. So we had a guy. He just did all the psyop shit. And he's like, guess what? We got 2 days this month that I don't think the CEO realizes we have. He's brand new. No one's made any mention of this. We should have a fucking long weekend, and we're not getting one. Well, I say fuck that! The fuck are you talking about, man? I got an idea. You know, Rumorang? Yeah. Like when we said that we gangbanged your wife as a joke, and then by the time I got back to you, you thought it was... You tried to kill him. Yeah, that was funny. Wasn't funny. But it did work. So they went out into like the canteen and the kit shop and the smoking area. Like we deployed. I'm like, I heard the CO's gonna, he's using the two fucking specials this weekend. It's gonna be a surprise long weekend. Fucking buckle up. This is a Thursday afternoon. And everybody's like, no, no way. Worked its way all the way up. And sure enough. You know what, boys? As my first month as a CEO, I think we should have a long weekend. I think... We just look down the ranks at each other like this. Welcome, boys. We did it. Now, let's go to Griffin's to get warmed up. Let's get so drunk that we can't drive, and then let's put some brand new jeans on, go downtown, and get in a fucking fight with some random strangers. That's So that's what I was doing when I was like 24, 25. That was so funny. I mean, it's just like as a way to get the idea to the CO, we just started a rumor that eventually made its way to the platoon commander's offices and then the company commander's offices and then the adjutant's hearing about it. And he's like, hey, are you using the Fugaman? Oh, what? There, done. There we go. So, I don't know. All these fucking officers and colonels and shit out there. Like, you think you're in charge, do you? You only hear what we want you to hear, sir. Yes, there were no enemy POWs. They all fought to the end, unfortunately. You better not be fucking with me, McKenzie! If I find out about this... Oh, I'm sorry, sir. It was quite awful. They were very valiant men. They just didn't want to give it up. Wait, what? Oh, yes, it was great. Oh, he definitely massacred them, didn't he? And some witnesses. Ah, for God's sake! Listen, if you can see war crimes and make fun of them at the same time, you're going to be okay. There's very little that's going to be able to psychologically rattle you out of some stability. You're going to find your feet eventually. Just stay on your toes. You'll be all right. People don't want to admit how fucked up it is out there. That's a big part of this problem. We've kind of become suicidally defenseless because we just lived in such a comforting, easy. Man, like just laying on the sofa for decades, decadence, pizza deliveries and fucking movies. And the rest of the world's like tooth and nail trying to survive. Ah, we're just. Nom, 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 nom. I mean, you can do it for a little while, but if you do it for decades and decades, you forget how to do things like fight or. You know, defend yourself or stand up or not have a heart attack on the way to the bathroom, shit like that. So, you should at least get up and stretch every once in a while. At least. But they're just, you know, they're in it so long and it's such a long swim back. So, it seems, even if they think you're right, imagine that. Trying to overcome that now. If part of them's like, oh my God, they might be right. But it's like, oh, just let me die. What was that? New followers? What the fuck are you talking about? Never happens. It's probably the CIA. Bullock, I got you. Zanel says, you watching Black Mirror sounds like me watching The Walking Dead. It's mostly just me screaming at the TV, yelling, that's the worst decision you could buy. Yeah, I couldn't watch that after a while. I gave up on that a long time ago. I made it like fucking, I don't know what season it was, 4, maybe 5. When they just started walking on railroad tracks every episode for like ever, having conversations about shit that nobody cares about, I was like, this is the worst fucking waste of my time I can possibly think of. And it's just strong, independent women pulling off impossible feats of, you know, martial strength and fending off grown men. And it's just like, you know. And then it basically became a soap opera. And then it started getting woke and dumb. And I was like, you know. The first season of that show, though, was fucking really good. I miss those. I miss being able to just watch something and like, this is fun, and there's nothing fucked about it. Nobody's trying to convince me to turn my children gay. Nobody's trying to make me kill myself. Nobody's suggesting everybody I'm related to is a monster. It's just people not trying to get eaten by zombies. Finally, something normal. Ah,
We're going to need some more diversity on the show.
Ah, here we fucking go. Here we go. And yep. Just like Kathleen Kennedy in Star Wars.
Put more diversity in it and make them gay. Make it more gay. And Kathleen Kennedy.
Oh. It's so ruined. I used to really like Star Wars. I don't know. Maybe I'm just so traumatized by the last 10 years that I'm just dark now. You know, can't enjoy much. So I turned into Private Pyle. That's how he sleeps now. It's a mess. All right, I gotta get through these chats and then find something, you know, not to waste people's time with. Oh my god, it's only the... I thought it was way later. Oh my god. We need a second wind, Phil. Come on, where's the... I'm not paying that. That's way too much. What do you think this is? Lose views has never stopped the streams. We need you. Don't tell me that. I already feel guilty as it is. I'll just like skip a day. I'll be like, eh. Now somebody's gonna fucking. Thank you, I appreciate it. Justice for Father says, "Fuck you, Phil. I love your." It's like he didn't know the mic was on. Maybe were you trying to sext him? I don't know what that. I don't know what that's about. Nut boy just says, "Fuck sakes." He's not boy, so you know, not boy. I don't know. I'm trying to make something out of it. That's about it. I can't really do much. Entropy's dead. I knew it. I was waiting for that to happen. Waiting on it. It just happened, didn't it? Yes. Oh yes. Something went wrong. You don't say. Yes, I bet it did. I bet it has something to do with an IP address located in the Middle East, perhaps. You're not paranoid if they are out to get you. Copy, paste, control, fucking bug, control, amiga, blah, blah. How is this my fucking life? Could have been a fucking commando. What am I doing? No, it sucked. It sucked. I'm so glad I don't have to do any of that shit anymore. I hope I never have to do any of that shit ever again. Oh, it's the worst. You have no idea. It's the absolute worst. Justice for Father says, Indians were the bigger problem. Back before Skynet and aliens, yeah. Who are teamed up with the Indians. Like, why? I don't know. The aliens are infatuated with the monkey statue, and their ability to live in filth is impressive to the aliens for some reason. They consider them like a rare exotic life form that shouldn't live but is, and they can't quite figure it out. So they want to keep them around, but everybody else has got to go. Like, they don't even need animals or plant. Like, they'll just eat dirt, and apparently that sustains them. They don't need sanitation. And there's always millions of them. Every time you turn around, there's 10 million more of them than there was a minute ago. So the aliens are like, this is perfect. This is perfect. We're just going to spam enemy planets with these now. Just fucking throwing billions of Indians and all their fucking enemy planets. They all just slowly turn trash brown from a distance. Like, woohoo! It's probably how aliens would fight wars, you know? It has nothing to do with anything, but it's more interesting than what's going on outside, because there's nothing new going on outside. It's just horse shit, but I'll probably make fun of some of it because it's horrible. But the pyramid stuff has always been fascinating to me, and that they're all over the world. Not identical, and certainly not all of them, but some of them are very similar and have not the exact same dimensions, but like a few fractions down, but the same, like a smaller copy replica, like, that's, And knowing what we know about the government and NASA and all of these people and the things they've been caught doing, you can't really take their word for much anymore. Especially after like the 80s and 90s, it just something kind of went on. It's like 60s America was like assassinated. They didn't just kill Kennedy and the other Kennedy and a whole bunch of other people. That was kind of like that period was just America minding its own business. No, not really a care in the world. Wasn't suspecting a thing. Was kind of watching the Soviets way over there. But we're like, it'll be fine. We'll, keep an eye on them. We're more tough. We're way better than them. We can, and then just, oh, hey, how are you? Bye-bye. And then another guy gets up, puts his clothes on. Anyway, I think we're about to, we were doing the Vietnam thing, right? Oh, and cancel all the weapons inspections and stuff in Israel. We don't need to do that anymore. Oh, so that old silly register is a foreign lobby. That's crazy. Who would do that? Your greatest ally. That's insane. You can stay forever. I'm the same guy. I've always been. I cut myself shaving. That's what that is. Yeah, it's fine. Now, if you excuse me, I have to go make sure a mathematically impossible number of people die in violent ways who are direct witnesses to the Kennedy assassination. Cool! And if just ever since, it's almost like sometime in the 60s, there was like an enemy coup and America just totally about turned and started destroying itself like slow boil. Like it was infected with a disease. It didn't. This is like watching Tommy Morrison. Just again, boxing. I'm a retard. Tommy Morrison was a very popular heavyweight boxer in the late 80s, and into the early 90s. I think he was in Rocky V. If you've seen Rocky V, he was the Tommy, I think, in the movie. I can't remember that. It wasn't a very good movie, but anyway, this guy was like, he did lose sometimes, but he was fucking, he was a beast, and like, how do you stop Tommy Morrison? I mean, nothing can kill this guy. You can't even fucking, well, AIDS did. Or something. Well, he had something like that. He had some kind of disease and it just fucking, I think there was rumors of what it, Not all at once, but over time, you're not coming back from that. You're bye bye. Time lights are going out now. And for decades, you're just in denial. Like, no, I'm fine. Just got a little bit of a fucking. no, I'm okay. Okay. 70s, 80s. You don't look so good. Oh no, I'm just it's a fucking. It's that time of year. Mm-hmm. 90s. Waco. Coughing up blood. Are you okay? Fucking 9/11 and everything after that. You go check on your friend and you're like, oh, you're all better and you actually look like someone else now. Oh, no, I'm fine. Okay, where are we going? We're going to go blow up 9 countries now. Why? Are you with us or are you with the terrorists? Whoa. Okay. And like, this isn't 2025 America where everyone's like, oh, go fuck yourself, America. 2001 America was scary. And was like, it's like 1990 Mike Tyson. Someone just hit him with a brick on the back, in the back of the head in a prison yard. And he just stood up and went, who did that? Who tossed this brick at the back of my head while it was distracted while I was looking down attentively at my magazine? Who here wants to die? Why? I wasn't me, Mike. Was it you? No, absolutely not. I'm not even standing anywhere near that guy. I couldn't even come from this direction.
That's very possibly true. I like your honesty. You come with me. We're going to destroy everyone around us. Okay, Mike. Whatever you say, come with me, United Kingdom. France, are you coming?
I suppose.
Germany, I still got a whole fucking army in Germany. You don't have a choice.
That's true, Michael. That's very true. But you wouldn't need to because we were already putting men on the planes. Yeah, right now. Get down at the factory. We are already built. Whatever you want, Michael, we do. Please, Mike, not. Just be, go easy, Michael.
I don't like the look of that Iraqi guy. He's looking at me all weird.
Yeah, he is. So it was fucking nuts. It was mental. Millions of people were protesting. Like, this is insane. What is happening? Shut up. Don't get in his way.
We will bring the entire world to its knees.
Oh, God.
We will destroy everything and everyone involved.
Recruiting was at like a 10,000% high. Pro football players were leaving the NFL to go murder people. It was like, oh, you know you did it.
Unfortunately, you know, Mike being Mike, he just never saw who really threw the brick at all.
Where did that keep coming from?
It's not fair to Mike Tyson. Dredrick Tatum. That's who I meant. Scotian gentleman says, what about the price of milk, though? That's right. What about plastic straws? Hello? Canadians are sick and tired of having to use, quite frankly, paper straws, which are no better for the environment than if we used plastic. This is simply another liberal inconvenience burdened on the Canadian taxpayer. To which, point of order, Mr. Speaker, where is the money, Justin? How much? Other words and slogans. You may notice my glasses have been mysteriously lost. And it's very obvious that I cannot see 5 meters in front of me without them. We're flailing here, guys. Do you want straws or not? Tell me what to do. I have absolutely no. I don't even. All right, look. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Someone just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do that. It's my turn.
Plastic straws, I got it. Oh my God. Whose idea was that?
There's like a small city of tents downtown, and people are doubled over like the Walking Dead, and you're like, plastic straws! Don't even. What about new laws and regulations for the length of your lawn while we're at it? While we're at the important things.
Who works there?
The price of milk ceases. They them says 3 hard laughs. It's $6.66 per laugh. That's not bad. That's a good rate. That's a pretty good rate.
Equals 20. Thanks. Thanks, man. Jen Steen says entropy. Didn't I fix it? He says I'm into Carney's wife. Well, there you go. I have not seen her. I don't know what she looks like. I very much find that unlikely that I would be. It's not even worth looking into, you know? Like, I've never been more sure of something. poor woman, you know. Maybe she's the leader. Maybe she's in on it. Maybe she's the ringleader. Maybe that's why Jen sees into her. Maybe she's the real pal. Maybe she's the real person we should be afraid of. He's just the front man. He's just the puppet. Her hand's so far up his ass. Maybe Jenstein sees something we don't see. In his 94 years, you don't know. You don't know what he's seen. Swiss Daniel says, I was being a dick. We really could use some happy metal arousing. It's, if there's time on the way home, we'll stop for some whatever you want. Caesar's DM says, nice Mike Tyson. It's not great. I never really tried. I'm just doing the bare minimum. There's like work to this. You know, that's why I appreciate when somebody does a really good impression of it, because it's like you have to actually work at it. You can't just, some people just do that. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good. It's like busting out a riff for a song. Like, they're good enough. Like, it's not, it's good raw material, but I'm lazy. Of course, everybody's lazy. So am I. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody's ever cared. CCD M says, try a Mark Carney impersonation. I've watched him talk once, I think, on this show for like 60 seconds. I don't even remember what he sounds like. I think he's very forgettable. He'd probably be tough to do an impression of. But you know what? They're very close. You know, they're bros. In the end. Did you like this this debate, which I did not watch. There's no fucking way. Saw some of the points in the aftermath. I was like, oh my God. This is, all afterwards. Look at this. Laughing and smiling and, oh yeah, all just touching him on the shoulder and, yeah, okay, yeah. It's all going to be great. We're all going to get paid a lot of money. Like, oh, well, they're being civil and are they being civil? Is that what this is? Because there's, like I said, there's people dying downtown. A lot of them. Is this appropriate? Are you even enemies? Like, do they not understand? Like, this is unthinkable to me. If I were either any of these people in this context, I'm like, I'm not. Like, we're not friends. We are not. There's a difference between being civil and being like, this is a very familiar, cozy kind of. Huh. They have more in common with each other than they ever will with you. This is all just a fucking. They're just pigs in a trough trying to get each other out of the way. My turn. That's all it is. They're not. It's all pretend. They're not leaders. They're managers. It's a managerial class now. There's very, very little difference. Look at this. Some of these gems they busted out. Some of the guys found from the conservative platform today. Look at this. Direct CSIS to implement threat reduction measures. Including communicating with Jewish communities. Oh, that didn't take long. About anti-Semitic threats, along with Chinese, Sikh, and other Canadian communities targeted by foreign threat. So, you see, the problem here is when everybody's Canadian, then no one's Canadian. And that's a big problem for the people who are Canadian, like me. Because you're saying that I don't exist, and I do exist. We all exist. Okay? Chinese are Chinese. They're not Canadian. Sikh are Sikh. They're not Canadian. Canadians are Canadians. Why do you keep insisting that it's not? I guess it makes sense from way out there in the, you know, in the deep end of the Looney Tunes world where you live. That's the Conservative Party, but it gets better. They're going to create an anti-hate crime task force. Yes. Yes, they are. To protect all threatened communities. Religious and cultural. So anybody who feels they're going to create a fucking feelings police. The Conservative Party are. I'm sorry. Melissa Lanceman is. The woman, the fat lesbian woman with the rooster haircut. Including all Canada's Jewish, Muslim, Christian, Sikh, Hindu, and other religious communities. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A task force. That's good. And CSIS is going to work with Jewish communities. Create a task force. Uh-huh. That's good. Good. It's just a weird thing, you know? And I'm just going to continue right on into another thing that's also weird. That, you know, in recent memory is probably a little more relevant. Considering we all kind of lived through this and nobody really wanted to call a spade and say, maybe this is not a good idea, but, you know.
Who was in charge of the CDC that was controlling and telling our government to shut down small businesses and what they recommend for the mandates of the vaccines and Pfizer and all? At the time when COVID was being enacted, I'm going to read off the staff of who was in charge of the CDC. The director of the CDC was Rochelle Walensky, dual citizenship with Israel. She's a Jew. Deputy director of the CDC, Ann Schwalchik, dual citizenship with Israel. Jew. CDC chief of staff, Sherry Berger, dual citizenship with Israel. Jew. CDC chief medical officer, Mitchell Wolf, dual citizenship with Israel. Jew. CDC director of the Washington office. This is pertinent to the topic. We're talking about COVID, right? Yeah, this is pertinent to COVID, so I love you, Jennifer. Yeah, please. So, director of the CDC of the Washington office, Jeff Rezik, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. COVID czar, Jeff Zients, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. COVID senior advisor, Andy Slavitt, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. Assistant of Health Secretary for Human Services for our country. The Assistant of Health Secretary, Rachel Levine, transgender, Brennan, dual citizenship with Israel, S. Jew.
Can I ask that you hold off, Christopher?
Ma'am, I'm almost done.
Mr. Wood, the chair has ruled that your comments are out of order. She's asked you to stop. The chair has...
Yeah, how? He said Jew.
Exactly.
They're literally afraid of reacting this way because he said that. It's entirely out of fear. And they don't even realize it. They won't admit it to themselves. Do you not understand that's not a normal... There's no other people in the world you could say that and you'd go... I'm not afraid of nothing. I just see red. I just fucking...
Okay, keep on going. Head of Pfizer vaccines, Albert Erla, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. Pfizer chief scientist, Michael Dost, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. Moderna chief scientist, Paul Zaks, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. BlackRock, everyone know BlackRock? BlackRock CEO, Larry Fink, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. I said we're willing to sacrifice our ego, our reputation, and our lives. Yes, ma'am, and I love you, and I appreciate your patience. BlackRock president, Rob Capital, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. The CDC chief medical officer of Johnson & Johnson, Joanne Waldstreicher, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. Chief medical officer.
There's a few. And when it's such a tiny amount of people, and there's so many in certain places at certain times like that, for example, let's pretend. Same thing. Everything's the same, except they're all Russians. Head of the CDC, Vladimir Kirkov, Russian. Dual citizenship with Russia. Assistant Director, Secretary of Health, Igor Kovalev. Dual citizenship with Russia. Russian. Secretary of Health.
assistant secretary of the director of the CDC. They're all Russians. What? And now we're sending them money? Why do the Russians control our healthcare system? This is America. Why are there Russians all over the healthcare system? Said who? Who said we can't? What news station? Who? The Yuskevich Media Company? Who the fuck is that? What do you mean they own them? Oh, so Russians who said we can't put this in the news, that the other Russians own the healthcare system, really? Says who? And why can't we? What congressman? Which Oh! Turns out there's a lot of Russian congressmen. That's fucking... Well, you know, I'm starting to... Let me just take one last... I'll be right with you guys. I'm just going to make one more trip around the old White House here. I'm just going to knock on some doors. Hey, CIA, are you guys... Okay, never mind. I'm just going to go and see the FBI still home. Hoover, are you in there?
What is problem?
Okay, I'm... Everything's fine here, America. There's nothing... Everything's under control. America is as American as we're going to bomb some people now. A lot of them. And the Russians are happy. And we love them. They're our greatest ally, the Russians are. And we will do anything for them ever. Like whatever they want, I'll do that and more. I'll do more than they want. I'll do anything. I will suck their dicks. I will do it. I'll put on the hat. I'll go to the Kremlin. I'll do the dance. I don't care. Just don't kill me. I'm almost done. God bless America and stuff, and fucking, I don't know, China or something. That would be fine, though, right? Because that wouldn't be anti-Semitic if that was true. And that would never happen, bro, either. That would be crazy if that could happen. Intrusive Thoughts is the armed forces was taking orders following Israel's advice during the pandemic. I could probably show you the email. I wouldn't be surprised. They killed one of our guys in broad daylight. Like, basically the equivalent of a drive-by shooting, but not like the 1930s kind of style, where the car would stop and the doors would open and four guys with Tommy guns would just just mag dump into somebody right there in the middle of the day and then speed away in front of 200 people. And then they said, yeah, it was an accident. Oh, mistaken identity or whatever. It happens. Oh, hey. What are you trying to say, huh? Are you an anti-spaghettiite now? You got a problem? Donnie, Louie, are you hearing what I'm hearing? I'm hearing that maybe there's a problem here. Oh, fuck. Accident. But it's too scary for some people, and it's easier to believe the... more convenient. Some people do it. They're out there. Of course, yeah. There's guys that'll have like their wife will just be cheating on them for years, you know, like almost blatantly. And they're just choosing to pretend or just not acknowledge. You know what I mean?
It's like they've made an assessment and like, this is less terrible than I'd rather just stay there or in some kind of just like just shitty abusive, you know, it's just easier to just go with it. Dag Ames says presidents all have to go to Russia to wear fur hats and kiss the church on the blood. What is that? Yeah, they're Russian Orthodoxy, right? So I don't. There's probably their whole. They have probably a whole other bunch of weird stuff they do. They're all doing different things, you know. There's robes. There's no robes. There's the collar. There's not. There's people are carrying things. There's not. There's I don't know. It's like a genre of music in a way. They've all kind of got their own artistic style. Their own stage presence. Their own lead singers. The Pope is dead. My sister sent me a text message and I forgot about this. What did she say? It's kind of funny. It's kind of, you know, says Christmas. Pope opens sealed portal and cries and looks scared. I remember I saw some kind of weird story about that. Easter dies. Like, yeah, that's. And J.D. Vance was the last person to see him alive. Now, some people are speculating that J.D. Vance maybe had something to do with it. I think he probably did. Oh, no, did I lose my friggin'? Oh, no, I didn't. Come on, loading wheel. Oh, everybody's waiting for you. No, you take your time. It's fine. It's fine. Fucking thousands of dollars of shit, doesn't it?
Will we ever really know?
Though in failing health, there was no clear indication that the Pope would pass away precisely on Easter Sunday. But that he did, and the last man to see him alive was none other than the Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance. Rumors are swirling. Did Vance poison the Pope? Did he strangle him to death? Or perhaps there's a more innocent and possibly infinitely more terrifying possibility. We believe that J.D. Vance didn't intentionally kill the Pope, but he did kill him by a toxic overdose level of cringe. If you have any information on where J.D. Vance is right now, please call and do not approach. Being in his direct presence and listening to his words and mannerisms may cause a fatal hemorrhage in the frontal cortex. Science is yet unable to ascertain as to how he is able to do this, but we believe it is intentional, and he has weaponized some sort of autistic... I mean, you've seen the guy. He might be an X-Men. A lot of us are freaked out. Ever since the Russians took over the FBI, it's never been the same. I don't even know who I work for anymore. That's the real mystery. If you can get me out of the clutches of the Russians, please do it. They're holding me hostage, and they have videotapes of my co-workers on an island with little boys. It's very disturbing. What happened, America? Where did it all go so wrong? What the fuck? I didn't tell you to... It's haunted now. Why would it start playing that? The devil wears a suit and tie. Oh, that's nice. That's good. Good. Thanks, haunted computer. Good. Great. Dr. Jenstein says, for Jimmy Two Skidoos. Hey, rest in peace. We don't know what happened to him, but, you know, we think his lifestyle of two skidooing kind of caught up to him, if you know what I mean. Diego Eames says they built a church on the spot where the royal family was murdered by the Bolsheviks. Oh, that's the blood of the... Oh, I see. Interesting. Is that their, like, main... I don't know. is that they're like, you know, everybody's got one. Every religion has like their main building, you know. This is our big palace. We got some other smaller palaces there or some other, but we got, this is our big one. This is our big one. Got big. Look at it. Pretty big, isn't it? Got a bunch of stuff in it and gold, too. Gold stuff. It's a, yeah. What's yours? No, yeah, it's a pretty big palace, too. Like, nobody finds that strange? I mean, I guess you want to be very respectful to your religion and everything, but I'm just like, I mean, everybody's starving and killing each other, and you're like, we need more gold in the palace. Do you think your God would be like, yes, I want gold in my house. I need it. I need a palace to soothe my ego. More of them. Taller, bigger. Wanted to build a giant cork 500 feet high made of gold and bronze. Should we do something about the poor side? Oh, fuck them. If they can't build a statue, I don't want them anyway. I'm just saying, if I were inclined in that world, I would not be part of the element of it that's like, we need fucking palaces and golden stuff and big giant, like, those are whatever they're, I wouldn't be into that part, that, you know, like the military, there's all kinds of different parts and, you know, areas. Palace redecorating would not be my, no. Feels like kind of a, it's boring. They're probably not even haunted or anything cool. Octostein says, word is J.D. Vance shared a song with the Pope. The last thing you heard was Cousins by Kanye. Was he put here? What is Kanye's purpose? Why does Kanye West exist? What is the purpose of it? Is he to be the most ridiculous person in history? I don't even want to repeat what I read. I got nothing left. I'm running dry. It's like the zombie apocalypse of stupidity and outrageous, like, what the fuck are you saying? And they just eventually run out of ammo and they're still coming and you're like, fucking, I guess this is it. Here it comes. Kanye West sucked off his cousin until they were teenagers, and that's just a thing everybody has to know now. What the fuck are you doing, man? Oh, God. No. Exit, close, application, power off, unplug, throw in the trash. Going outside in the trees. There's no one fucking doing that out there, I hope. At least probably not Kanye West, anyway. Oh, holy fuck. He really was a gay fish. Octostein's right. He was. He was a gay fish all along. Fish sticks. That's why he got so angry. He was in denial. He was denying a part of himself. Just, you know, he never read Freud. Zanel says, Exodus 25 through 40 tells you exactly how much gold. Oh my God, does it? Listen, there's an exact amount of gold we need. It's like the knights who say knee to me. I want a shrubbery, but it must be at least this tall and a nice one, not a cheap one from the, you know, from the store. No, a nice one, a good one. I want another one, a little bit smaller than the first one, so it has a nice bi-level effect. Why are you making these demands? What purpose does it serve? Can you explain any of this? I'm retarded. I don't know. I wasn't made smart enough to understand it.
on purpose, presumably, so you've made me dumb and too dumb to understand it and created a puzzle too complicated for me to ever solve and just demanding that I follow things don't make any sense. I feel like I'm getting punked. So I'm just going to fuck around. I'm not going to give you the satisfaction. I'm just going to fuck around and whatever. Two can play this game. You like fish dicks.
All right. Bullock says, any guess on the next Pope's pronouns or continent of origin?
Does it even matter? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, no one's actually cared who the Pope is forever. If the Pope came on TV right now and was like, listen, we got to start a war with fucking Iran. Like, there was a time when what he said was like, we're doing it. He was basically the emperor. Now it's like, who cares? Some old guy, you know. Or they were captured a long time ago. Like, they're already. Think of it like organized crime. That's probably the best way to think about it, because it's probably, that is what it is, essentially. Organized crime is not like, well, it's the mafia, you know, but it's like, you know, it's not random, like people just breaking in to steal shit for the sake of it. It's like an industry. So what it is when multiple criminals get together and decide professionally to conduct business doing a criminal enterprise as an organization, and they put their work and their heads together, because instead of one guy trying to make money, now there's five of them, and if they all work together, you see, and they grow their operation and recruit more people, and eventually these become basically giant corporations with insane amounts of money and power that are arguably more powerful than some governments, certainly, you know, smaller ones. And it just keeps gobbling. And when does it stop? It's like Monopoly. Eventually, one guy has all the money. And whenever the blob came for the church, I don't know, whenever that happened, I think that happened a long time ago. Because they haven't. When have they mattered? When's the last time they mattered? It's not like he can go up there and say, hey, stop bombing Iraq. And everyone's like, oh, fuck, sorry. And they did. You know? Like, your whole thing is you're like the moral authority of the Western world, aren't you? Like, you're the Pope, and no one fucking listens to anything you say. So, well, guess that's it for you. You right? Probably because it's been a very long time since anybody at that level made good on anything. They just sit around and fucking make money, and it's a mafia. But they're not in charge, I don't think. That can't happen. That's all that'll ever happen, bro. I wish it could never happen, but it's happened many times already in history. It's what happens generally. You know, the strong eat the weak, and then there's nothing left, and then that's it. Eventually it implodes on itself. There's no more competition outward, so it starts fighting inwardly, and then it starts cannibalizing itself. I think that's what we're seeing now, in some cases. Because we don't have any real outside threats anymore, not for a long time. It's basically just been America running the world, right? So there's been a lot of time and energy in the last few decades spent on focusing on all the things we have to fix around here. And it just seems like maybe feels pretty fixed, doesn't it? We're doing so well. So glad we did all that democracy. It's definitely not been weaponized again. It ensures we can't ever win now. Millions more every year, less of us every year. If you can't win now, why do you win later? It's a numbers game.
Why do you how do you think California became the way it did? Go look at the history of the state of California. Go look at its population, who was living there, and how they felt politically about things, about society, about the world, and how that changed over time. And you'll notice some things. And now it's, well, completely the opposite of what it used to be. That used to be one of the strongest Republican states in America. Now it's, well, I think lawnmowers are illegal because they make the sky angry. Something like that. The stories I've heard about like L.A. and California are like, I have no idea how people are living there. It sounds insane. Like, it sounds like a place out of Judge Dredd or RoboCop or like. They'll be like, here's a fucking Instagram video in their house. And there's just like this doom fog. It looks like out of a movie. Like, yeah, that's obviously toxic fog. You're like, yeah, that's what it's like a lot of the time. Like, leave. You live in a toxic fog and you're like, this is fine. You're literally the meme. It's just fine. No, it's not fine. You have lymphoma. You know. Oh, my God. I'll never leave. Jenstein says Trudeau likes when I tickle his butt. No. CRJ. No. Nope. Stop it. Why must you? Swiss Dangles, you didn't even wear the jacket. Is that even a thing now? It is, but I'm warm and I don't want to. It's a lot of work. Jacket on top of a jacket. Like these are not comfortable clothes. You put a jacket on. Half these people are just listening to it anyway. What are you looking at me for? Nothing to look at. Look at the ground. What are you doing? Ceases they them says the Pope came to Alberta to apologize for graves that don't exist. Right. He's just a token. They trot him out. When they conquer someone, that's what they do with them. They parade them around. All these celebrities that were getting boinked. All the shit that's come out. Like, why do you think they're all, they're here for this cause, and they're here at the UN, and they're here to... they're somebody's property, dude. They're buck broken big time, you know? They may literally have been... literally sodomized by someone, and it's on video. Like, that's how that mafia operates. That's how they get people. What do you think they're doing on these islands? And it's not just these islands. There's apartment buildings, there's yachts, there's private planes, there's all, like, the story is it paints a very dark picture, and no one's real too concerned about going after any of that. We got to get Iran, right? We got to get Iran. We got to vote. We got to get the libs out, and they got to... Nobody's keeping... The boat's just going down, and they're fighting over donuts at the fucking... So the Pope is kind of useless, I think. All right, we all caught up with this? What time is it? Can I leave soon? For the love of God, no, not yet. Why? Right. What? There's all. It's all bad. What do you want to see first? Well. I mean, we'll do the stupid gay election stuff. She's never since she lost her soulmate in Jim Leahy. She's just never been the same, has she?
We spend more where Trump spends less. We spend more where Pierre Poilievre wants to cut. We spend more for the CBC. We spend more for overseas development assistance because now that Donald Trump has killed the U.S. AID program and Pierre Poilievre thinks there are savings to be had in taking programs that help educate women and girls, fight malaria around the world, fight HIV/AIDS. That's where Pierre Poilievre thinks we've got to cut. Any place Trump is cutting, Canadians, pull together. We got to step up. The U.S. used to be the cop of the world. Now it's the bully of the world. We've got to do more than protect ourselves. We've got to step up for all the countries on earth that are in Donald Trump's crosshairs, for the poorest of the poor that he is targeting. We have to do more.
Stop. Does she think she's in a movie? Malaria? The government murdered 70,000 people with assisted suicide. There's, like, they won't tell anyone anymore what the suicide numbers are because they're that horrifying. Violent crime is just seemingly every day, and no one believes the real numbers, the number that are, they don't, no one believes that because it just doesn't feel like reality to where all of us live. No one can really afford anything. Everyone's very upset and afraid. Society's basically fractured along multiple lines, and it's probably impossible to fix that now. We don't have a military. The police are pretty much like, it's like five guys trying to put out a forest fire right now, and it's like you might as well not even bother almost at this point. And you're talking about malaria. And you're talking about plastic straws. And your elbows up. What are you? No one should take any of these people seriously because they're not serious people. They're cowards and they're weak and they have an immense amount of responsibility. And neglect it because it's easier for them personally. How selfish is that? They can't tackle any of this. They can't do any of this. So rather than go, you know what? I don't, maybe I shouldn't be, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Well, then maybe let somebody else do it. No, they're in there forever. Their whole career, it's a career. That thing has been sitting there drunk for decades, lecturing and condescending to people. Why has the country paid Elizabeth May probably millions and millions of dollars by now? To do what exactly? What are any of these people really doing? Oh, we provided money for malaria. That's nice. Did you hear all the things I just said? I didn't even touch healthcare. Do you want to talk about that? So all the important things that we need are... They need surgery, and all you want to talk about is the new Christmas lights you're going to get for the house this year. No one should listen to you. Absolutely useless. There's no value in anything that any of these people have to say. Nothing. It's all fake. It's all just sloganeering. And attempts at emotional manipulation. Vote for me. No, vote for me. No, vote for me. The pigs are jostling for, you know, I'm trying to get their stupid fat gullet in there into that slop. And meanwhile, you know, then there's even policy tanks admitting, yeah, it looks pretty bad. The next 20 years are going to be pretty well. And they eat plastic straws. Gonna make some minor cuts and we're going to, okay. How entitled are these people? I mean, very. I was surprised to see the conservative cheerleader website publish this. Who's he voting for? Who's Jason Unrau voting for, who is paralyzed and dying from his booster shot? I don't think he fucking cares too much, does he? Because, well, he's dying, right? So I think all the people that told him to get this, i.e., all of the politicians that are currently campaigning for more money for themselves, told him to do it. And now he's dying. Oh, well. Get in line. Was this ever a campaign issue? Did anybody bring this up? Any of this ever going to be? Thought they were doing the right thing in 2022. What is Michael now lies dying? Paralyzed from spinal cord lesions, diagnosed as atypical transverse myelitis of an unknown idiopathy. So they don't know where it came from. The couple believes it was the fourth dose of Moderna's Spikevax that changed everything. Reality is I'm dying and will not be alive by the end of this year. From my injury, my legs will go, my arms will go, and then my lungs will go, and then I'll die. And who do I blame? I think that, especially Canadians, this is part of our nature. They don't like to blame other people. It feels kind of foreign sometimes, mean-spirited, and it can't, almost like they can't. There's always a, you know, come on. I mean, very conflict averse. So it feels maybe wrong for some people. But Michael doesn't know who to blame that he's, you know, dying. Doesn't say how old he is. When you live in a setup like this, where you're taught and it's reinforced everywhere and all the time by all of the authority figures that you trust, just like you did when you were a kid, why would they lie to me? They're all telling you to do something. And they get paid to do, this is their job, right? You're probably an honest person. You're doing your thing. You're not worried about what they're doing, just like they're not worried about what you're doing. Everybody's just doing what they got to do, and we're all doing our jobs, and right. Except they're not doing their job. They're not doing their end. They're looking out for number one. They didn't do their due diligence. They didn't approach any of this with the proper degree of respect or cool-headedness that it deserved. They totally abandoned and abdicated their responsibilities to do that. That's what they're paid to do. If we have problems that require government organization, that's what these people are paid to do. We pay them to do. That's what their function is. So because we don't have time, we have to assign people to look out for these kinds of things because we don't have time. We have jobs and family and all of that kind of shit. There are specialists in society that do certain things. The power company pretty much focuses on the power and making sure the power stays on and the lines are connected and fed and everything, so everything else can work. And the guys in the oil fields are pretty focused on getting the oil out so we can turn that into energy and turn it into money and so on. So everybody has a purpose and a place and a thing that they're supposed to do for all of this to work, except there's one group that's just not doing their job at all. And they're the ones paid to watch over everything else from up there, because we can't see everything from down here doing all this work. So we'll pay you, go up there, and if anybody starts coming after us or you see anything, because you have all the, you can see everything from up there, you watch our back, okay? Who do you blame? You blame the people that you pay to watch your back and then stuck a knife in it instead. But I guess they needed more money. They got more pay raises. I guess they weren't getting paid enough. So maybe next time, after this election, then they'll, because they're getting more, they got more money now. Maybe they just weren't paid enough. Now they're getting paid more. So now they'll look out for everybody. Now a bunch of people won't die out of ignorance and stupidity because they couldn't be bothered, because now they're getting paid even more now. So who are you voting for? Sick of your life. If it ended there. You guys seen what downtown looks like in some of our cities lately? It's getting so much better. This used to be kind of a nightly segment a couple of years ago, huh? You want to check in on old downtown Edmonton? How about downtown Vancouver? Oh, how is downtown right now? I'm just glad they're getting paid more. I'm glad that the people paid to watch out for us are getting paid more, because they didn't do a very good job so far. So maybe now, because again, they're getting paid even more. Even more millions of dollars. So now they're definitely going to do a good job. I'm like the ghost of Christmas past to these people. I just realized. They're so fucking scared of me. It's retarded. I'm like, why? Just because they're afraid of what I'm going to say. They want me to stop saying it. They can't hear it. They don't want to hear it anymore. No, no. Make them stop. You don't want to be confronted with it, huh? Yeah. You know what I don't like being confronted with? This shit like this. This is Edmonton.
This is insane.
There's fires everywhere. It's pretty cool.
It's not cool. It's a homeless population.
Yeah, they're all just out chilling, having their fires and shit. It's like camping.
Yeah.
In the middle of the city.
Yeah. It's camping in the middle of the city. It's great. Might be you next year. You know? Check on Vancouver. How do you think they're doing? Because, I mean, you know, Bonnie Henry. There's been several elections in BC. I mean, since the last time we checked in on downtown. So they must have fixed it, because we've known about this for years. It must be all better. Where's the stupid song? I'm looking for this stupid song. I can't find it.
Why the fuck is it so hard to? Is this something that doesn't exist now? Wow. Apparently it doesn't.
I was trying to find. Remember that song, the TV show, Telltale Town? Let's go downtown. Let's go down to Telltale Town. Yay.
So hard to say, but Vancouver at this point is completely broken. From the violent crime to the murders, the senseless killing of citizens, the visible addiction, the pain, the suffering, the homelessness, the unhoused, the trauma, the people screaming outside of windows every night in the city.
Nice.
Don't let anybody tell you that this is not an emergency, because it is. So pay attention for a second. This is on everybody's doorstep, folded over at the waist. And I do not know how we help folks like this. And God willing, I hope there's a way.
It's going to be kind of hard when all the people with all the authority don't want to. They don't want to. They wanted to, they would have. You know when they want to do something? You know what that looks like? Oh, we've been trying for you. Have you really been trying? Have you been trying? Have you been trying? Have you been, I don't know, emergency act trying? Have you been like militant cavalry charge? Bank account seizures, terrorist suspect list, trying? Have ya? Seems like, because it seems like when you want something to stop, you're perfectly capable of doing that. When you want it to. So I guess that means that you don't really want to. Because I agree, that is an emergency. Why are these drug cartels free to operate inside the city with such... Like, how powerful are they? This should be impossible. It should be. Considering how much money we spend on this... so-called trying. So, you see my problem? I'm having a hard time. Accepting the fact that you seem to think that losing control of the downtown cores of our cities is not a problem of any kind that requires immediate attention. That there's not a scourge of like warfare proportions. This fentanyl shit is killing so many people. It will kill more Canadians than both world wars, and not old, young people, young, healthy people. That's who's dying of over. People in their 90s are not going downtown to score fentanyl. These are people that should have jobs and should be participating. Remember all those segments of society I talked about? Well, guess what? People have to go participate in them for them to function. And if everybody's dying on the street of drugs, well, it gets tough to find employees and students and laborers and all, you know, people to do stuff. Because they're all dying. They're all going in suicide pods, or they're all shooting themselves up with drugs till they die. Or they're drinking till they die. And if that doesn't work, they hang themselves till they die. And if they don't want to die, that's fine. Maybe an 18-wheeler full of Indians will smash them off the road and they'll die that way. It's not an emergency. You're trying. You're getting at vote for you. Vote for you. You've got the answers. You're gonna fix it! You're gonna stop the crime! You're gonna invest in the things! Everything's gonna be fine and dandy! Didn't you read the sign? This place is offensive to my mind. It's an absurd. Caricature of itself. It's like it's humiliating. It feels like I just had a, you know, my house growing up was me and my sister. But, you know, I have, you know, three kids. I've got nieces and nephews and all. Imagine you're like, you know, 10, 8, you know, you're just one of these kids. And, or maybe you're like teenagers even. And one day, all of your adult family members are just swapped out for, you know, poor impersonations of themselves. And everyone insists that you behave that as though that is exactly, like you're basically forced to just continue living your life as if that is definite, that is not your, that isn't your parents when you know it isn't. And everyone just kind of goes along with it. Like that, that has to make you insane. You can't live in a lie and not have it warp your sense of reality. We live in a lie. None of these people have any idea what the fuck they're doing. All they do is steal. Everything's been getting worse for decade on decade. And I can't remember the last time any of them ever did anything that resembled anything close to something like a personal sacrifice for anyone else. For a cadre of people whose entire purpose seems to be jostling and fighting over who gets to sit in the big chair, not one of them. It's like we're being humiliated. We're being made fun of. Look what the military's become. Rip down all the statues. I mean, it's attacking like the core of your being. It's not, this isn't like, it's worse. It's worse than physical violence, you know, getting stabbed or shot or having a hand blown off or something, right? These are bad things to have happen, but you can recover reasonably and have a decent life. But not if you're like deep poisoned in the soul, you know, you go insane. Like what if they could give you some kind of affliction where you go crazy, you go mad, you lose your sense of reality, you don't know up from down anymore, you don't remember your name or where you came from, or you just go, that's worse. That is probably the most evil thing you could do to anyone. That's like a sadistic. That's a sadistic, like just put him out of his misery. No. I want to watch this. I want to watch this happen. They start stabbing themselves and, you know, and you're like, yeah, that's right. Kind of, what the fuck is wrong with you? What kind of spiritual energy is that? To have that kind of doctrinal approach to problem solving. That's how you deal with your enemies, is it? At least now they're, I mean, this is a Government of Canada website. Policy Horizons, January 7th. People are just finding this now. Future lives, social mobility in question. Now that's socially sensitive, that's sensitive communist speak for, by social mobility, they mean the ability for someone to go up the social ladder. You know, go from being poor to rich. Because all you got to do is work hard. A little more to it than that. But the ability to climb the social ladder is in question. More snakes than ladders. In 2040, this is a short 15 years away, Upward social mobility is almost unheard of in Canada. Hardly anyone believes that they can build a better life for themselves or their children through their own efforts. However, many worry about sliding down the social order. This scenario identifies six main ways the world has changed since 2024. Post-secondary education is no longer considered a reliable path of social mobility. I would argue that's already the case. Owning a home is not a realistic goal for many. Again, not in 2040. That's now. That is today. Owning a home is not a realistic goal for many today. Today, okay? Policy Horizons Canada. Like, I don't know who works there. But let's keep going. Intergenerational wealth. In 2040, people see inheritance as the only reliable way to get ahead. Society increasingly resembles an aristocracy. Wealth and status passed down for generations. Well, there is some of that, but there's also a lot of taxes. There's a barrier there as well to even get through, like, the middle level. There's, you know, there's inheritance tax, and there's, yeah. It's really hard. It's, there's graduated income tax. There's all, I mean, now it's kind of hard now. Social siloing. People rarely mix with others of different socioeconomic status. Again, that's now. Social siloing. You did that already. The country's already been carved off into like five different mini factions of itself. Social siloing. Are you paying attention? Aspirations and expectations. Here we go. In 2040, aspirations for social mobility among youth are at odds with the expectations of immobility. Cognitive dissonance between what youth are programmed to want, and what they know they can expect leads many to frustration and apathy. Only a few maintain a strong drive to innovate and succeed. Again, that's now. Have you talked to anyone under 20? Under 25? It's like looking up at a mountain. Artificial intelligence. So I don't. Is this just like a cover? Like, oh yeah, in 2040 is what we expect. Actually, this is all kind of right now. People may reject systems they believe have failed them. Oh, really? Post-secondary education could become a stranded asset. Oh, you don't say. People might find alternative ways to meet their basic needs. Go on. Workers may seek greener pastures elsewhere. My word. People's mental health may suffer. Unbelievable. The Canadian economy could shrink or become less predictable. Now you're talking crazy. But when I say all of this, it's acceleration, isn't it? Extremism. If it's in a government policy paper, shut up, bigot. It's made the news. Federal report words of bleak future as Canada faces economic meltdown. That's one way to put it. Many people in Canada assume following the rules and doing the right thing will lead to a better life. They're supposed to. They're supposed to. If the society is healthy and things are functioning as they should, and there's minimal corruption and all that, that is what's supposed to happen. But that's not how it works anymore because of all these people really trying hard. They just saw red and they were like, I'm going to fucking try so hard. I'm going to spend money on malaria in Pakistan. That's me trying my very fucking best. Glug, glug, glug! Try finishing a sentence without slurring your words. Try that. Before you go campaigning to run the fucking country. Like, I do not accept their bullshit beneath all of us level of standards, and that's why they hate me. They're beneath a lot of us, and I'm saying it to their face, and they, nope, they don't want any part of this. Because it's true. I'm ruining they're playing house, and I'm ruining it. That's not a real spaceship. You just drew that with crayons. You're not 12. You're 58. And you're supposed to be running the healthcare. No, I'm having fun. Meow. That's nice. People are dying. Everywhere. There's no doctors. You can't get an ambulance. That guy laid in his driveway for 6 hours with a broken hip. Didn't he? Yeah, he did. Anybody from the Portapique Inquiry got any answers yet? Are you really trying to get at that? We're really fucking trying hard, you guys. I just saw red and I just tried so hard.
We did an inquiry and we tried. We did everything we could. We tried so hard.
Are you done? I'm not interested in anything they had to say anymore. I'm just, are you done talking? I don't care. You're a clown. You're useless. You have no purpose, utility. You're just like an oozing kind of sore on the face of society that's just sucking up nutrients from an already sick person. You're just leeching up vitamins for yourself. You're not impressive to anyone or anything. People just tolerate you. You live in a world of bullshit. There's no real people anywhere. It's crazy to me that it's gotten to this level and no one has just stood up and been like, what is this? Who are you? How do you work here? Like, when is the last time any of them had a serious, like, real conversation about anything? Oh, we're going to have a debate, but not about COVID and not about mass immigration and not about Ukraine and not about any of the important stuff. Plastic straws! Debate about plastic straws! What the fuck are we doing? What are we doing? This is the most important, like, we're in a national crisis. The country may not survive. It's not looking good. This is touch and go. We need surgery. It's not good. Critical condition, you know, being rushed to hospital. And you're like, oh, plastic straws. What are you doing? Malaria. We need to stop malaria in fucking Malaysia. Where's the wine?
I just think that I need another Rolex. I'm going to make a TikTok video. Jumping around with some 60, 70-year-old ladies in wheelchairs. For how we're going to do it, whatever that means. That guy's just on a beach party with Ghislaine Maxwell. Okay, so are we done? Can fucking how many more days of this? I'm not playing. Stop trying to involve me in your fucking children's circus. It doesn't matter. The boat's taking water. We don't have any lifeboats. You've got, we got to get the libs out and chicken people. This is what happens. This is what, you psychologically torture people by lying through your teeth constantly for decades. You get this. Just be thankful. If I start getting if I get like a face tattoo and I start doing this, like I'm wearing just like a tank top. Like it looks like I might have. Am I doing meth now? Like things are. It's not out of like. It would be for strategic reasons. So it's like I'm so busy. I can't. So yes, we're utilizing meth to maximize a Hail Mary. It's as if they go. They have to train or work on it in the same way that I have to train and work on my own body. They have to develop an ability to just not go anywhere near anything important or real ever at all. It just always is a fucking, like you have to try not, how are you? People go to these rallies. I've seen them. They go to these things. And they come up and go, this is my wife. She's been horribly fucked up in a vaccine injury. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. Will you do something about this? Oh, yes. We're going to get all over there. Not a word is ever said. How do you
not think about that every day, the rest of your life? This woman who may very well be dead now. And you fucking looked them in the eye and said, oh, yeah. Yeah, we got it. And then you didn't do a fucking thing. And that's just one example. You must have to train your mind, because no one, you must have to like be a psychopath that you can compartmentalize things as to like, this is just necessary for me to get where I need to go. I have to placate these people so I can get this and go there so I can go. It doesn't say what you got to say, do what you got to do. It doesn't matter. Just get to where we're going. Shake hands, smile, whatever. Take the money, send the money. Yeah, yeah. Okay, go. We're going there. We've got to get there. We're trying hard now. They try hard when it's their ass. Also, who knew so many people in Congress and in the White House and so on were so good at the stock market? They're making so much money. Isn't that crazy? It's crazy. So crazy. And really, that's all you can say. It's so crazy. Yeah, this is what I was saying earlier. 60% of U.S. adults admit taking pharmaceutical drugs. And some of them are, you know, a small amount of them are probably very helpful for a lot of people. But to say that this industry is not basically overwhelmingly 90-95% just poison and like just milking people with fucked up stuff just to get money out of them. And like, that's what it's become. And I mean, 60% of the population is on. Wow. When I was a kid, again, in the '90s, or the Sopranos, I've said this so many times, so people are probably bored to death of it, but the Sopranos, I was probably 15 when the show aired this episode of time, 14 around that time. Tony Soprano was on Prozac or something. I was seeing a psychiatrist. And at that time, that was like a whoa. Like, no one admitted that out loud. Like, you didn't. It was not on TV. It was not in the character. And it was like something. Taking pills was like what crazy. People would look at you like you might be out of your mind if you had a prescription. To the point that now, oh, just everybody can. There they went out to sea again. You see what I'm saying? I remember not very long ago. I wasn't a baby. I was like 15, 16, 17. People were not everybody was on pills. That was an insane. If you told people then that in the future, pretty much everybody's going to be on some kind of drugs, they would have. No. But yes, that's what happened. They stayed here. Everybody else went way out into the deep water. And now I'm crazy. Oh, yeah. People have always been on all kinds of pharmaceutical pills. Yes. You're right. I changed. I did. Time for a change, it says. It's time for a change. Yeah, that's one way to put it. A rainy March evening in British Columbia that didn't stop 29-year-old Giancarlo Zorrilla. Who cares? He's voting for other blue man. It's time for a change. In what way? You know, change of the stuff, make it different. What specifically is the problem? It's time that stuff is not like this, but differenter. Okay, thank you very much. That's very helpful. So the Prime Minister's out of the picture. Zorrilla isn't buying the rebrand. Still the same rock band, he quipped. Wow, he quipped. Now that is insight. Same rock band. Wow, this guy really knows what's up. The pleb better watch out. Zorrilla's out there with some really stunning, I mean, the intellect. It's time for change, and it's the, I mean, my God. How are the conservatives going to lose with people like this behind them? I don't know. We're going to make the stuff different, and but this is interesting, as I was saying. 18 to 34-year-olds are with the conservatives, but 36% for liberals. The age difference, though, if you'll notice, a lot more red towards the liberal side, towards the older numbers, isn't there?
The eternal boomer. The meme has come true.
Carney just seems like a very smart, calm, thoughtful man who I trust,
said some random 64-year-old lifelong conservative.
Nancy, oh, I'm sorry, Tracy. I like Nancy better. Nancy, do you even know? Can you describe for me what a conservative is? What are the core beliefs? What are the things that separate someone from, say, a conservative worldview to a liberal one? Or heavens me, a fascist one. Like, can you illustrate for me that you even understand this very... This is, again, have you been here? Oh, you were here for a month and now you know everything. Every 4 years, you pay attention for a month and you know everything. Then you go back. So a lifelong conservative who decided to flip because Carney seems like a nice man. Quote. And some of these videos are going, this guy has literally become a meme. He is just encapsulates it. Mating call of the white-haired Canadian boomer looking to fuck over their grandchildren. Yeah. They would rather Indians wipe you out and consume the country than admit they were wrong about anything. These people are the most selfish people that have ever existed. And if the country doesn't make it and doesn't survive, it is squarely on the shoulders of this generation of people right here. They were here when they were young, when they were capable. They had every opportunity. There was any time anybody could have stood up and said, all right, that's enough. And no one ever did. No one questioned it. No one said no. No one said why. No one said anything. No one said anything. When I was a 15-year-old watching 9/11 happen, did anyone say anything? No, they didn't. And me and lots of young men like me went off to a war and a lot of them died. Why? Because you couldn't be bothered. You didn't say anything. Maybe wasn't the right time. The children should defend themselves, I guess. And now that they're grown up and live in a shithole with no future, your response is go fuck yourself. She's saying no more Trump. She thinks this is somehow fighting Trump. So I'm barely paying attention. Like I said, I'm not watching much of anything. But Trump has endorsed Mark Carney multiple times. America wants the liberals to win because it will be easier for them to carve this place up because they're totally inept and insane. They will drive this place again, race car to the finish or Volkswagen going the speed limit, your choice. And they're like, we want the race car. None of you have any idea what's going on. None of you should be able to vote. She's got a book to sign. I'm sure she's an economist. It looks brand new. Yes. This woman here it's Mark Carney's, what's it called? Values. Yeah, that's his book it's an economics book. Yes. They're just sycophants. Then there's this guy. I mean, wow.
Well, now there's a face to it, right? That's good. Post your best memes. Yeah, there's one. This was my favorite. I stole it for the thumbnail. It's not bad. Home prices have vastly outpaced incomes. You don't say. You don't say. Yeah, it's impossible to buy a house pretty much now. Average house price is $500,000. You're going to need $150,000, probably a down payment at least. And absolutely nobody has that kind of money. So that's just not happening. So. And I'm mostly angry on other people's behalf because I'm personally not that bad off. I caught the very tail end. Like the last 10 years where you could actually still make decent decisions with your money and get a like
The first house I bought was $180,000 in 2012. My down payment was $13,000. That same house, I'm sure, probably worth $600,000. Put a new roof on it. I can't imagine being that I was looking to get into, like, all right, I want to get into get somewhere to live my own, and being faced with the reality that that's mathematically impossible. I am never going to be able to come up with that kind of money. And it's getting more difficult every day. It's already out of reach and getting further by the minute. I got to start selling cocaine. I need to start making basically 20 grand a month. I don't know how the fuck I'm going to do that. But that's basically where you need to be at now. If you want to maintain whatever the middle class lifestyle was in like 2005, 6, you're going to want to need to make around probably $175,000 to be what average used to be. Now, the average salary is not $175,000. It's actually like $60,000-$75,000. So less than half of what's required to get what you had before. Now you need twice as much to get half as much now. And it's getting worse. But hey, the boomer said, not me. Elbows up, Canada. What's Canada? What's Canada, boomer lady? Canada is the people of Canada, your compatriots, your fellow citizens, your blood family. The Canadian people is the nation of Canada. The country is just a geographical place. The people, Canada, the people. The future of those people are the youngest people, the children, and the youth. And you're consciously deciding to step on their head as they gasp for air in the name of elbows up for Canada. Do you think you're a good person? Do you tell yourself that? This is who you are now, close to the end, like you're in your 70s, right? And you're like, this is you. This is the new fun thing that the bingo ladies are doing, is it? Going to the elbows up rally. It's a new social event. Did you pass by the homeless encampment on the way there? See how busy the funeral home was? You hear all the sirens? It's none of your concern, though, right? Elbows up. You're fucking disgusting, and when you're dead soon, nobody's going to miss you. Sorry, but that's how it is. That's how you're going to be remembered. Everyone hates you. You know how kids that grow up with like alcoholic fathers and just like shit, like just terrible parents, and they're like, it's almost like they do well in spite of it. Or because of it in some ways, because they had such a challenging upbringing and environment that they had to, like through torture, be forced to become self-reliant and look out for themselves and, look out for danger and all this kind of stuff. And ended up becoming like successful. Because the people that raised them were so shitty. That's kind of what it feels like. Like that's what society's like, that general generation. All these selfish fucking, they couldn't be bothered. They're not paying any attention. They're just watching TV and totally self-absorbed, totally me, just all the time. Totally checked out of reality. Neglecting the youth of, just neglecting everyone. And as a result, they're gonna have it rough. And if they survive, maybe I don't know. We'll see what comes out the other side of that. But I can tell you one thing. There's a lot of musicians for sure, but there's not too many people that remember those kinds of absent, shithead, selfish people, you know, authority figures, parents, whatever it is, not very fondly. Wait a minute. I'm thinking of a... Was this a boxer I know of? There's somebody, I heard this story recently, I can't remember now. Had like a terrible, like a shitbag father like this. And then came back into their life like 40 years later after they were like famous and successful. Was like basically, yeah, I basically made them that way. It's because of me. Like, oh my fuck. Right? Right? That's, oh. Yeah, it's because I was so shit. I did it on purpose. So I knew that it would turn out that way. Oh man. Obviously, it's not everybody, too, but it's, you know, collectively, as like, again, you live, what were anybody supposed to do in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s? We were all, like, little kids. Like, these were critical years where a lot of this shit was never challenged. No one was paying attention. Everybody was watching the Super Bowl or whatever. Just like it was their job to watch out for us. Right now, it's our job to watch out for the kids who are just trying to enjoy Easter and don't need to be bothered with or alarmed by what's going on out there. That's our job to deal with, not ignore it and neglect it and hope it goes away and let somebody else deal with it, because that somebody else that has to deal with it is them. You kick the can down the road, they're the ones that have to pick it up, and it gets bigger and heavier and nastier every time. And these are the people in charge now. A lot of the people, you know, running the show here, they've been sitting up there for decades. They're careerists. Where do you get off thinking that you have any authority here? It's insane. You're like a drunk steamship captain. You've run the boat aground, and now there's all kinds of jungle animals climbing on board, eating the patrons and staff. And you're like, ah, listen, just vote for me, and I'll make sure all of this gets taken care of. What? And there's all their cheerleaders. Yeah, he's a good captain. He's a really good captain. Like, I can't be. This is so fucking stupid. They insist that you participate in the idiot Olympics. Like, I'm opting out. I hope the blue team wins, just so I don't have to make all kinds of radical adjustments to my life immediately. That would be preferable, but either way, it really doesn't matter long term. The red team's going to go, yeah, the internet's illegal. You can't talk on the internet now. It's illegal. Life in prison. Like, okay, great. That's great. The blue team's like, we're going to do it, but slower. It's only going to take a few years. Oh, great. You know. Predicting collapsed economy, hunting for food. Well, the reason that's probably true is because that's how it used to be, right? The system we live in now was created on top of the old one as an improvement. So we didn't have to go hunting or live off the land anymore because we had this big supply chain and we had food fresh delivered right to the grocery store. There was literally no need to go hunting anymore. So we stopped doing it. Now nobody remembers how to do it. And the new system that replaced the old one doesn't seem to be working very well anymore and may break. If it does, what do you think's the smartest thing to do? You go back to what was working before we started doing this. So, yeah. What are you saying? We're going to go back to living like it's the 30s? Pretty much, yes. ghettoized neighborhoods, a lot of gangs, a lot of, yeah. It'd be very, a lot different than the way I grew up. I mean, there'll probably be police, but it's going to be more like in Mexico. Or, I mean, it's really just clothes at the end of the day. You really don't know who you're dealing with. So, yeah, good stuff. All right, I'm going to wrap this up and get out of here. You everybody depressed? I'm almost done. Ed, what's up, man? He says, when will the liberals that took multiple jabs go 6 feet under? Our country needs those dummies gone. Well, I don't know if they did. Who's saying they did? Jenstein says, shut up, faggot. Well, keep it alive. Again, he's old. Back then, that was normal. And, you know, I don't see why it needs to change. It's just a word. Everybody calm down. Suspicious CRJ says, when the government wants to do something, they pass anti-Jeremy laws in under 11 minutes on a weekend without due process. There are anti-Jeremy and Morgan laws, to be fair. It was both of us, and it was 15 minutes. They passed it in 15 minutes, not 11. Did you know that story? It's a fun fact about Nova Scotia. They made it illegal to protest under a bunch of different conditions, and they passed it in 15 minutes while she and I were both held in jail in solitary confinement for 4 days for standing on a street at night quietly. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Also, Nova Scotia has access to all of your medical records now. If you live in Nova Scotia, the government has access to all of your medical records. You know, for safety reasons or something. And somebody's like, oh, that'll never happen, bro. Like, it happened last year. It's been that way since last year, actually, while you were getting fat. Oh, but now it's election time. Oh, right, I forgot. You saw red, and now you're going. Now you're trying hard, and now you know what you better, you know, oh, God, the fucking, you're going to vote. Yeah, okay. Are we done yet? On Tuesday, I'll see you in another 4 years. You'll be alive. You'll probably be fatter and drunker and dumber than you've ever been. You'll probably get more boosters by then. If you'll even be able to speak English, it'll be a miracle, but I'll see you then. Just leave me alone until Tuesday, for the love of God. Intrusive Thought says, joke's on them. You can't demoralize a meat popsicle. Yeah. Skynet won't know how to deal with this. Jenstein just says, fuck you. He's just saying things now. I don't know if I think he means that out of love, really. Man on the Mountain just says, fuck me. What are you doing? Breezy wants the chicken dance music. We could have. That's a missed opportunity. I missed that one. And Jenstein, CRJ likes sloppy second misspeak. What? Why do you say, I don't know what this adds. I don't know what anyone else thinks about it either, because there's no way to gauge or judge. I just read it and say it and then stare into the camera, knowing that you're looking back at me and digitally, like, you think I can't see you, but I can. And it's just like, what is this, man? What are we doing here? You know, what the fuck are you trying to do anyway? Everybody else is just weirded out now. Relax. Swiss Dangle says, I always wear a jacket when you do. No, you don't. That's ridiculous. CC's Day Them says, this time they like us. My two gay dads and a Jew lesbian tell me how to live. I think no one should tell you how to live. Isn't that a Bon Jovi song? It's my life and it's now or never. I ain't going to live forever. I just got to live while I'm alive. It's my life. I don't know. Why do I remember? Because they played on the radio every 20 minutes for like 5 years. You didn't have a choice where I was in Canada at that time. You were listening to It's My Life by Bon Jovi at least 3 times a day for years on end. This went on for. It wasn't up to you. Okay. You don't control what goes on the radio or why. It's just war. Sometimes you got to listen to Bon Jovi for years. It ain't up to you. You just got to man up and handle it. You just learn to like it. But if you find yourself, if you start wearing tight jeans, all right, you got to talk to somebody. You're not bringing it back. That should never, I don't know. some things should stay dead, you know?
Sometimes dead is better.
What the fuck are we talking about? Wrap it up. Let's get out of here. I'm doing the fucking pet cemetery about pants. What is this? Fucking put your hat on and go home. Stupid. There. Let's go. Look, I'm a Soviet boat captain now.
See, he admitted it. Fucking yeah, that you community, bro. Fucking thing, man.
Dust all over my hat. This is how often
I am going to fail inspection. We have not been to sea in many years. Budget cuts. We do not even have navy. It's just monkeys running around in uniform. From before. Everything is monkeys. Budget. Monkeys don't need pay. You throw a banana and they do okay job.
All right, we read them all. My good. All right, let's get out of here. Time to send in the clowns. Right. But I might as well just double down as one last thing. Yeah. Because I was getting somewhere with something, and Ryan just shared this. This is good.
It's an honor to be here with the first Jewish president of the United States. And if he isn't, he should be. It's an honor to be
here. He's not talking about me. That's not who he means. There's another guy in the room, actually, who's the real president of the United States. He has been for quite a while, actually, if you really want to know. If you really care at all, there's a different guy who a lot of people think is the real president. He calls the shots. He says what he wants to have happen, and it happens. He gets it done. He gets it done very quickly, very fast, very aggressive. He's a great guy. He's a good friend of mine. It's Bibi. Bibi,
he's just been at this for a long time. He's just, again, to all the people, I saw Red and I came out for a month and I know everything about it. I know how you should vote and I know. Yeah, this isn't for you. This is advanced. This is way beyond, you know, you don't have the attention span for that. In fact, you're probably asleep. It's way past boomer bedtime. You know, in my experience, the CBC watching, you know, wine drinking, elbows up, they're asleep by 6:30. So
if you take away the Soviet Union and its chief proxy, the PLO, international terrorism would collapse.
If you take out Saddam...
Who are we taking out and terrorism would go away?
If you take away the Soviet Union and its chief proxy, the PLO, international terrorism would collapse.
The PLO. Uh-huh.
If you take out Saddam's regime, I guarantee you that it will have enormous positive reverberations.
Now who are we killing, BB?
We'd like to see a regime change, at least I would, in Iran, just as I would like to see Iraq.
Iran too?
The question now is a practical question.
Okay.
What is the best place to proceed? It's not a question of whether Iraq's regime should be taken out.
Like, again, this is the Russian president in Congress telling them who they need to attack. And that's, it's anti-Semitic if you say anything. It's not obvious. It's not right in your face or anything. It's not a magic trick. It's not just psychological warfare.
You're just a bigot!
But when should it be taken out? It's not a question of whether you'd like to see a regime change in Iran, but how do it...
Are there any other nations that you would recommend that the United States launch
Is there anybody else we should kill while we're on this, BB?
Of attacks upon at this point.
Oh, yeah.
The answer is categorically yes. The two nations that are vying, competing with each other, who will be the first to achieve nuclear weapons, is Iraq and Iran.
But
a third nation, by the way, is Libya as well.
Libya too, right. I just find it fascinating. It's fascinating that in the wake of 9/11 and we're having these hearings, like, geez, how do we stay safe as Americans? And here's the president of Israel again saying, actually, who you need to kill are all of my enemies. That's actually what you got to do. You got to kill all of my enemies for me. That's the only way you're going to stay safe. Yeah, no, this isn't what it looks like at all, guys. I'm just a crazy person.
He is trying very rapidly to build an atomic bomb.
Still?
So you have here now three nations.
All stand together.
I don't know how good the Iranians are at bomb building, because according to him, they've been building a nuclear bomb since the 80s, and it's fucking 2025. They don't seem to be... I don't think they're going to figure it out, BB. I think they probably gave up. I think you can relax. I don't know how they've been this close for 40 years. I just don't. if it takes you 40 years, you weren't this close, okay? You were nowhere close. So I don't know if you know what you're talking about.
Let's all stand together to stop Iran's march of conquest,
right.
Subjugation, and terror.
Iran again. This is 2015? Okay. Noticing a pattern here. Iran's march of terror, yes.
I know that no matter on which side of the aisle you sit, you stand with Israel.
You better. Or else. Them tapes is coming out. That money's going to dry up. Those favors are going to get called in. You know? Yeah, standing ovation. The gaslighting.
Oh, you guys are just evil.
I've made all of this up. I made all of this up. I arranged it. I'm a software engineer. I'm a genius with video edit. I created it. It's all fake. And when is this going to, when's the other shoe going to drop on this one? Because the Houthis are the Yemeni, Yemeni troops backed by the Iranians and are having a little battle with the aircraft carrier groups off the coast right now. So everybody's just really trying to find some wire to pull or something to step on, try and make this happen. Come on, America, bomb Iran. It's the last one. Remember Wesley's list? It's the last one. Finishing off with Iran. We're so close. We're so close to that prophecy being fulfilled. Don't you want your prophecy? Don't you need your red cows? What are you going to do without that, you know? Come on. Come on, Phil. Learn how to type, buddy. How are you this fucked up already? You know? You're supposed to be a professional. Somebody has to. Certainly not going to be me. So I don't care. I don't care. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. It's on Monday. I'm probably going to sleep through it. Oh, wake up on Tuesday and decide, you know, what kind of... I've got two binders, you know. Case Blau und... Case Grün. It's incredible that this is what it's coming to, that we're actually going to go through this now. And there just seems to be nothing that anyone can do or say to alert people to that. Like as the tide's being pulled out in front of you, like before a tsunami, and they're just in denial. Like, no, that's actually not what it is. But it keeps happening, and it keeps getting worse. So you can stay there, paralyzed in this fear mode of just denying that things are as bad as they are, and get nowhere. Or just accept reality and realize that you're on your own. We're all on our own. The Canadian people have to work together as Canadian people, or we're not going to survive. All of the people that we trusted up there to watch out for us and watch out for problems and manage the systems management, that's what they're supposed to be. They fucked up big time. They totally betrayed us and sold us out, and we have so many crippling problems that I don't think, like, we're not getting, there's going to be some casualties in this car crash. It's not going to be good. It's just, we're flying through there. It's not good. Ricky Bobby. It's not good. It's not good, Ricky Bobby. We're flying through there. But I'm interested to see what happens. because this isn't like a 25-year thing away. You know, they're like, oh, by 2040. If Canada even exists by 2040, I'll be impressed. Honestly. I'll be surprised if it hasn't been carved up and burned up by then. But your instinct takes over in the end. I wonder if that's what they're doing with the AI. They gotta find a way to win because they don't know how. It's probably going to suck. It's going to be uncomfortable. People are going to have to accept the lower and lower and lower standard of living. I mean, we all are. This is not how I expected to be living, you know, close to 40. I can't imagine how it is for other people. And you saw downtown. This is the general trend. Kind of like, marching along kind of uphill in the mud and the rain and the cold, and it just keeps raining worse and getting shittier and steeper to the point that is this forever? Nothing's forever. If you quit, it is, though. But if you don't hang on and grit your teeth and suffer but keep moving, then you don't get to earn what's on the other side of that. And unfortunately, because we've been so coddled and pampered and softened and had it so easy and so good for so long, it's going to be a rude awakening for people when the rug pull comes, and it's starting to happen already. Have you been to a hospital lately? Do you expect good treatment? Do you expect timely attention? How about police response time? Someone breaks into your house, are you confident they're going to be there right away? If at all, will you be put on hold like that guy in Toronto? Is there going to be food at the grocery store forever? What if that gets a little sporadic? But even from like, I don't recommend this, by the way, but I was fascinated to watch some horrifying videos of this. Some people teach their children to swim by throwing them in the water. Like their mom will just drop the kid in the water in the shallow end of a pool and just get in the water with them. And they'll just flail and freak out and scramble. But somehow they seem to find their way to like achieve buoyancy almost on instinct or something. Again, I mean, they're not going to show you the unsuccessful videos, so I'm not sure if this is even a viable thing. But the concept being that, and I believe this part is true, generally when people are put in a situation where it is now painful, there is now a stimuli that didn't used to be there. The boomer, the liberal eternal boomer meme person there, there's no stimulus onto him. He's not feeling any pain. He's not on the street. Paid from a pool, that's where they are. They feel everything's fine where they are. There's no reason to do anything differently. They're comfortable. People only move when they become uncomfortable. Really uncomfortable. And sometimes people have to become unbearably uncomfortable, and then finally they'll fucking get up and move and do something. The bad news is, unfortunately, I think that's what's going to end up happening. But the good news is, that's what ends up happening. There's not just a rollover and oh well. There will be a response. There has to be when it gets bad enough, and the speed at which it's getting worse, I would anticipate that's going to be coming sooner than later. That it will become too uncomfortable and too painful to ignore. Because for years, even the smarter ones, for sure, sympathetic people could see it and understand it and go, yeah, you know, it's pretty bad, but they don't feel anything yet until something happens. And then they will. They ignore all of that because it's easier to do that. It's easier. It's more convenient. It's more comfortable to go, I'm just going to close that curtain and just not look over there. Until what's on the other side of the curtain crashes into the room in front of you, and now you're forced to deal with it, and you're going to deal with it whether you wanted to or not. And I don't think they have a plan for that. AI will fix it somehow. We'll just get lots of Indians, and it's like a scramble. It's like watching them throw chairs and toys in the way of the Terminator as it chases them through the house. Oh, we'll just make everything illegal. Oh, that'll make friends. Yeah, you should make it more impossible to live, express yourself, have any thoughts or feelings at all. Because especially the younger generation is really going to appreciate that. Just being totally stifled and contained from childhood. Just chained up real tightly. No speaking, no talking, no looking in the wrong direction. Everything's toxic, everything's illegal, everything's bad, everything's hate, everything. And everyone will just accept it. And nothing will happen. Okay. I hope that they believe that. I really do. If we just keep running away, we'll never make it alive. Till we stand and we fight. Aim fire and blow it away. We're storming enemy lines, leaving no one behind. Mm. Ran a little longer than I wanted it to, but I feel bad. I skip work Friday. I call it a sick day. Me calling it a sick day is just, I'm just not showing up at all. Hey, they always say work for yourself and you never work a day in your life. Is it work, Phil? Or is it, I mean, it's like psychological warfare, but it's, if you really enjoy it, does it really work? You just gotta really learn to enjoy your work. If you're good at something, never do it for free. But I would do it for free. Watching them squeal and flail like they're on fire is worth it. Thank you very much, guys. I'll see you next time. I'm going to be changing hours soon in the future. I think I'm going to go into Monday and Thursday sometime, maybe next week or week after. But I got to rearrange my schedule and I got to fucking move some shit around, Phil. I got to move some stuff around. But I'll be back probably on Friday before that administrational change takes place. Thank you very much for the support. Again, guys, if you can go to ko-fi.com. There's a link at the bottom somewhere if you want to support me there. I appreciate it. Thank you for sharing the content and the links and just, you know, being dickheads because fuck them. Fuck them. They don't deserve to have it easy. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you for all the support. And we'll see you next time. Movie's coming, I promise. I promise. What? A couple of fun things are still coming. Six Seven Tyrannus, Pro Patria! See you on the beach! You have an idea, Phil? How are you going to say you don't want to save them? I don't believe this for a minute.
You just wanted a reason to demonstrate something awful. Don't go, Phil, they're way out there in the ocean. You can't do anything about... No, Phil. I don't want to see your version of Baywatch. Well, he's on a jet ski. He's doing something. I don't know. It's not going to be good. I hope he drowns them one by one. Why? You would. You would. When the fuck did you get in on these? Yeah, that's what he's... No, he's just hitting them with the skidoo. Afraid to step into but no, he's... He's unrolled a banner. It's yeah, it's flying behind the skidoo. It says Boomer Bowling 25. And he's just skipping. He's just skipping heads off this. Yeah, okay, this is fucked up. Is that the guy from the video? It is. Oh, nailed him. Nailed him. He's just floating there now. He keeps hitting him. He's not even trying to get the other ones. Trying to swim. Oh, no, now he is. Now he's getting them. He's trying to corral all the unconscious ones in a circle around them so they can't leave. I didn't know he was this skilled with a skidoo. Honestly.
He practiced all summer.
I see that. We probably shouldn't document a lot of these crimes, huh? You should probably burn these tapes. Burn these tapes.
I always keep a copy for myself.